of losing your family photos, your music, your financial information, and all the other documents you keep on your computer. Backing up your files is the only sure way to protect the information on your computer. With one call, 5to9 Computer Services will come to you to set up a backup scheme that fits your needs. Give 5to9 a call at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A tentative deal has been struck on a plan to jumpstart the economy. Joining us now live, AP's Jerry Bodlander. Jerry, Congress and the White House worked quickly on putting something together, so what do we know about this deal?
Diane, officials here say the agreement that Speaker Nancy Pelosi and top House Republican John Boehner have struck would give just about everybody that earns a paycheck a rebate check of $300. Now, families with children could get up to $1,200. There are also tax breaks and financial incentives for business. The deal apparently does not include what many Democrats wanted: increases in food stamp and unemployment benefits. Diane?
Well, Wall Street had been looking for some direction today before this happened. After it happened, it's been still a little up and down, but right now the Dow is up about 50 points. A Marine is facing a first-degree murder charge. Cesar Lauren is suspected of killing a 20-year-old pregnant colleague. He's thought to be in Mexico. Hundreds of people on California highways have been stranded by the snow after a powerful storm forced I-5 to close. Also, heavy rains. But this farmer told KNBC-TV that's actually a good thing.
We're just at the beginning of our strawberry season for our winter crop, so you'll see a few red berries out there, but not very many. So timing of the rain for us right now is really good.
Thousands of Palestinians are streaming across a border between Gaza and Egypt after Palestinian gunmen used landmines to break through a section of a partition. AP's Mark Levie reports Egypt is trying to regain control of that border.
Egyptian police were just standing around yesterday while tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed through the border. Today they're taking some action. It's probably the first step toward closing the border again.
Cities may be getting a little bit more money from the federal government to fight violent crime. The Bush administration is now offering to pump $200 million more into crime-fighting programs, but there's no word on whether that would mean putting extra cops on the beat. This is AP Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is downplaying the rancor on the campaign trail that has surfaced between her and Barack Obama.
We're going to have a vigorous contest, and then we'll have a unified Democratic Party. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Clinton, Obama, and John Edwards all campaigning today in South Carolina. On the Republican side, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is pressing hard for votes in Florida.
We're going to surprise everyone, and we're going to win big here. Florida is going to catapult us to the nomination because Florida is going to vote in a way that I think people don't even realize.
Tonight, the GOP candidates will all be taking part in a debate in Boca Raton. Digital music sales are up by about 40% over last year, but the industry is still hurting because of the billions that are lost to illegal downloads. A couple of Heath Ledger's uncles doubt he could have killed himself. They told the early show on CBS Ledger's death was a tragic accident. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Staples. That was easy. Get 100 free business cards at Staple Copy and Print Centers with orders of 100 or more. They're highly professional and printed in minutes. Get yours free today at Staples. That was easy.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
1480 KPHX is the fastest growing radio station in Phoenix, and we're now increasing the size of our sales team. If you have at least 2 years experience in commission-based sales, a track record of winning for your company and clients, and are truly passionate about your profession, hit www.1480kphx.com and click on Employment. No phone calls, please. 1480 KPHX is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman with three words for anyone who's thinking about remodeling their home. Aspen Gold Renovations. That's it. Aspen Gold Renovations. Remodeling your home is vastly different from new construction. Owner Dan Hall has over 30 years' experience in residential remodeling. From a simple built-in bookcase to kitchens and baths to complete home makeovers, Dan has assembled a team of like-minded remodeling professionals, including architectural designers, engineers, and interior designers, as well as some of the top tradesmen in the Valley for all your remodeling needs. Check out some of their work at AspenGoldRenovations.com. That's AspenGoldRenovations.com. Or call Dan directly at 602-689-1508. 602-689-1508. Aspen Gold Renovations is a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX Progressive Talk Radio. Call Aspen Gold Renovations today, 602-689-1508, or check them out online at AspenGoldRenovations.com.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
Hillary Clinton is an actual presidential candidate. To help her tell her tale, we've hired a member of the mainstream media.
Now, we're all family in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
This is very personal for me.
Way to bond, Ice Queen.
Senator Obama and I agree that neither race nor gender should be a part of this campaign.
Hey, good for you. Kumbaya. But group hugs and real issues don't get me ratings, honey.
They just don't want to see us fall backwards. No.
You are so hot when you drop the act. Do you know that?
Skip the nonsense. Stay informed with 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartland Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartland Program. Tom Hartman. Welcome to the Free Speech Zone.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Corporatists and folks these days who call themselves conservatives believe in this thing called the free market. Like there's some market out there that exists independent of rules and regulations created by we the people in society. And have, in many cases, some problems with the stuff that we've traditionally called the commons, the things that we collectively own and share. Gabriel Roth is with us. He's a fellow at the Independent Institute. Independent.org is the website. And he's the editor of Street Smart, Competition, Entrepreneurship, and the Future of Roads. I think this is apropos of this whole financial brouhaha that we have, that we're in the midst of right now. And frankly, I think it's going to be getting worse. And then in the second hour of our program, we're going to get into it in some considerable detail. Gabriel, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. You are a proponent of selling off the commons of our roads. Are you a proponent of our? Are you a proponent of privatizing our socialist police departments and our socialist fire departments as well?
No, there are good reasons why government should be in charge of the police, and less good reasons, but there are some good reasons for governments to be in charge of firehouses and so on.
So why should we want to have somebody making a buck off our roads when we can maintain them ourselves without some CEO lining his pockets at our expense?
It seems to me that making a buck is less important than the issue of whether the roads are provided to meet the needs of consumers, of road users, or whether they are provided to meet the convenience of politicians. And basically, my feeling is that roads and transportation are too important to be left to government, and they should be provided by private providers in the same way.
So you're suggesting that the most important things in our society are the things that we should turn over to private corporations who are not accountable to we the people, who we can't vote on, we can't throw out of office, we can't stand in front of, we have no right to go to their, if I try to, call up the president of Enron or any other corporation, they can just ignore me. Yeah, if I want to call my congressman, though, they have to take the call, but the most important things we should turn over to these private kingdoms that we call corporations? I'm baffled.
Well, actually, if you're not happy with a provider, you have a very good way of calling them up and contacting them, and that is not buying their product.
But so, roads are not products where, you know, I have... Well, actually, there are choices, and this is one of the problems that I have with your argument. When you look at some of the experiments that have been done, like, for example, in Indiana and Illinois, where toll roads, where highways have been privatized, what's happened is that particularly long-haul truckers, people who are using the roads heavily and a lot, and therefore would pay a lot of these tolls, are starting to use alternative roads. They're starting to use the secondary roads that go through small towns. They're ripping up those roads and causing the taxpayers to have to pay a whole lot more because the burden of the usage is being shifted off onto the public sector. The profits are being internalized into the corporations, and the externalities, the costs, are being dumped on the people. It's the same thing as with school vouchers, you know, in public and private schools. We're ghettoizing our publicly owned roads by having private roads.
Well, Tom, you're very acute. What you're pointing out is that there are problems if some of the roads are run privately and that they have to compete with free roads that are run by government.
Right, so you're suggesting that all roads should be private, and as soon as I pull out of my driveway, I should drop a quarter into the booth to enter the street out in front of my house.
I support the first part of your sentence, but not...
Well, the second part is what's going to naturally follow from it.
May I say two things to this? First of all, when you enter an elevator in a building, for all I know, you might even have to use an elevator to get to your broadcasting office. You do not put a quarter in a box in front of the elevator. It is privately provided, and it is provided to meet your needs. And if you're not happy with the elevator service, you probably would go to another building.
But, so, wait a minute. If there was an elevator in this, there isn't, by the way. But if I took an elevator to this radio studio,
yes,
it would be one that I am paying for out of my paycheck because it would be part of the total expenses of Clear Channel Radio that happens to own this building or rent this building.
Paid for by the rent. Yes,
right,
and
at a certain point, they're going to say, okay, after all of our expenses, here's what we can afford to pay our people. So I would be paying for that no matter what.
Yes.
But that's not the public commons. That's a private building. We're talking about the public transportation system of the United States or any country around the world, not a private elevator in a privately owned building. I think that's a very imperfect analogy.
Well, it is a good analogy to local roads. And I think I would agree with you that local roads, like street lighting, should be provided by local people as part of, if you like, the amenities of the area, as part, if I may use your word, of the commons of the area. Yes, I'm with you. But when it comes to long-distance roads, where people have a choice and where people are paying not for the roads that are in their own locality, I think it is much better that they should be provided, like electricity, telephone service, food, and roads also. And it seems to me, really, the issue is not whether something is important or not, but whether it is suitable for government service.
And doesn't that come down to whether or not, A, it's a natural monopoly? I mean, you mentioned electricity and food, for example. I think that you could build a very strong case that there are reasons for us to have rules, laws, tariffs, regulations, whatever, that encourage us to make sure that we are food independent as a nation, that every nation should do that. But beyond that, I don't want the government providing my food to me. I think a competitive marketplace in food is a good thing. There's not a natural monopoly in food. I can go to a dozen different food sellers and buy food. But there's only one electric wire coming into my house. There's only one electric company that will supply me with that electricity. That is a natural monopoly. So either it should be a tightly regulated if it's privately owned, or it should be a public... frankly, I believe it should be a public commons. And in fact, in the United States, the majority of electricity as being is you know geographically anyway, the majority of electricity in the United States is provided by publicly owned utilities, and it works quite well. And we see, I mean, here in Portland, we've got a privately owned utility, a remnant of the Enron Corporation. We're getting screwed, and right across the river in Washington State and in Vancouver, they've got a public utility, and it's costing them much less because they're not having to pay all these, you know, the CEO salaries and dividends to the stockholders and all that other stuff.
Well, there are two issues here. First, whether roads are a natural monopoly, and in most cases they are not. But
why
second,
not? Why not?
Because people have a choice of routes to go from one place to the other.
So you're saying the best routes should be given to the private corporations, and the worst routes should be the local routes should be paid for by the local people, so that when those long haul truckers use the local routes, the burden falls on the local people, which is my point. That's what's happening now in Indiana and Illinois.
Well, the local people, if they own the local roads, should have the power to keep long distance trucks off those roads. But the other point is, even if a road or a water pipe or electricity wire is a natural monopoly, one can still bring competition into the picture by having the government have different companies bid for the right to supply this product, which is supplied by a natural monopoly. And that's what the French do with water, what the British do with some of their highways. They let private people provide them, and they choose between the firms that will get...
No, I agree with you. This is a worldwide trend. I mean, right now, the British water system is owned by a French corporation. You know, I'll tell you, there are a lot of Brits who think this is very bizarre, that every time they use water, a profit is going to France.
Well, I suppose there are some people here who use Japanese cars and even French cars. And
there's a lot of auto workers in Detroit very upset about that.
I think it's a compliment, I know, but the consumers are not upset.
Gabriel Roth, I'm sorry, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it at that, but you've made your point eloquently, and people can check out your website, independent.org, or read the book that you've edited, Street Smart, Competition, Entrepreneurship, and the Future of Roads. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom, and good luck.
Thank you. 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
A pet expert believes the shape of your cat's face could indicate what kind of personality he has. A square face equals eager to please and affectionate. A triangle equals smart, curious, active, athletic, and talkative. A round face equals submissive, easily frightened, not all that energetic. Higgins' face is kind of square and kind of round and kind of triangular, and his body's certainly kind of round. But none of that gives you any clue that this cat, if you're not a member of our family, will fasten himself to your leg and you will never get it. You're going to need a crowbar. Anyhow, and part of his energy and enthusiasm is because... Not his temperament, of course. It's because he loves Purina One. It is so great for him. What if you could change your pet's health for the better? Hey, I was skeptical at first, too, but I saw changes in my cat. Why don't you do the switch to Purina One by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW, for a free 3.5-pound bag of the Purina One formula that's right for your cat. 866-380-MEOW.
If you keep smoking, you're going to die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news. It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
now.
No stress, no jitters, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Remember, if you don't quit smoking, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call 1-888-449-7392. That's 1-888-449-7392. Call for your Final Smoke now. 1-888-449-7392. Again, 1-888-449-7392.
Ever notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory, or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman with three words for anyone who's thinking about remodeling their home. Aspen Gold Renovations. That's it, Aspen Gold Renovations. Remodeling a home is vastly different from new construction. Owner Dan Hall has over 30 years' experience in residential remodeling. From a simple built-in bookcase to kitchens and bath to complete home makeovers, Dan has assembled a team of like-minded remodeling professionals, including architectural design, engineering, and interior design, as well as some of the top tradesmen in the valley for all your needs. Check out some of their work at www.aspengoldrenovations.com. That's aspengoldrenovations.com. Or call Dan directly at 602-689-1508. 602-689-1508. Aspen Gold Renovations is a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX Progressive Talk Radio. That's aspengoldrenovations.com. Or call Dan directly at 602-689-1508.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back to our program. Tom Hartman here with you. Here's the issue. I mean, this is not a small thing, by the way. You're going to see coming. In fact, it's already here. It's already here in much of the country. I remember a couple of decades ago, it seems, when the Skyway in Chicago, you know, one of the main highways in Chicago, was privatized. You had to start paying for it. I lived in the Midwest, or I spent a lot of time in the Midwest at that time. I grew up in the Midwest. I remember when the Indiana Toll Road was privatized. I mean, or there was discussion of it. This from 2006, the Washington Post. The decision to hand the Indiana Toll Road to an Australian and Spanish team for $3.8 billion at the end of this month is blown up into one of the biggest brawls here in a generation. The trend started a year and a half ago when the Chicago Democratic Mayor Richard Daley pushed through a 99-year lease in the Chicago Skyway. Since then, New Jersey State Senator has proposed selling 49% interest in the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway. New York Governor George Pataki is trying to persuade the state legislator to let investors rebuild or replace the Hudson River Tappan Zee Bridge. In Houston, Harris County officials are pushing a study on leasing 57 miles of toll roads. Virginia transportation officials announced last week they would lease a debt-ridden toll road outside Richmond, the Pocahontas Parkway, to a private firm for $522 million. Pennsylvania Turnpike officials met with Macquarie officials earlier this year, and now the Australian firm is spending $500,000 to study the potential private public investment in the Mott Valley Expressway and the Southern Beltway in the Pittsburgh area. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, you know, this is, you know, let's do this. Well, there's a couple of problems with this. There are a number of problems with this. First of all, one of the reasons why governments in the United States increasingly are seriously looking at selling off their resources, and these are resources, by the way, that didn't come cheaply. When these roads were built, governments went to people who had homes and farms and businesses and said, we're going to take your home or your farm or your business by eminent domain. The Fifth Amendment says the federal government or the states and local governments can take things. They have to compensate you, but they can take things. And we took those things. We paid for them. And their value today would be astronomically higher, frankly. So you've got this swath of land that in and of itself has great value. And then we spent the money to build the roads. We engineered the roads. We did all this, the determining of how we want the traffic patterns and what's in the best interest of which communities and how, and balancing the interests of interstate commerce on our roads versus the interest of communities near the roads. We did all that stuff. We paid for it. And now state and local governments are looking at selling off these things at, frankly, what is a fraction of their real cost. If you go back and you look at their real costs, because they don't have any money. And the reason why they don't have any money is in part because our gas tax is a fixed amount. This, another triumph of the lobbying of the petroleum industry. 18.4 cents per gallon is our gasoline tax, our federal gasoline tax. And most states have fixed gas taxes. They don't have one that is a percentage of the cost of a gallon of gas. So back, when gas was 25 cents a gallon, you had, I don't know what the gas tax was at that time. It's probably 7, 8, 10 cents, something like that. It's gone up a few times since then, but it wasn't a whole lot. It's still not a whole lot. 18.4 cents a gallon? I was in London last week. It was $10 a gallon for gasoline. It was about a pound a liter, and a little in the neighborhood of 5 liters per gallon. A pound is worth about $2. $10 a gallon. And so what happens? People drive less. It's not throwing people into poverty. More money goes into public transportation. And why is it $10 a gallon? Because about $8 of that $10 a gallon, or $9 of that $10 a gallon, is a tax that is used to build road systems that actually work for the people and that actually work in the interests of the people and the communities and balance all the interests of the commons, all of us collectively. This is the commons. This stuff is the commons. And when we start handing these things off, particularly selective, the juiciest pieces of them, the very best pieces, the most important pieces of them, to private corporations who have only one interest, by law, only one interest, which is making a profit, then we ultimately, we the people, are the losers. You're going to have the situation again, as we've already seen in a number of cases, where toll roads are privatized and then the tolls start going up and up and up, or bridges are privatized and the tolls start going up and up and up, because the private corporations have to make money too, right? And they got to, their CEOs saying, "Hey, I want another $1 million a year," and their board of directors, "Hey, I want $1 million to be on the board," and you got the stockholders who are saying, "Hey, we want to have higher dividends, so that we want the stock price driven up," and all, et cetera, et cetera. And then not only that, oddly enough, in the United States, many of the roads, I'm not sure if it's most, but certainly in the neighborhood of half and probably more of the roads that are being privatized to companies that are based in Spain, in Australia, in Germany, in France, soon coming to a town near you, probably Dubai. And they tried to buy our ports, which is another part of our public transport infrastructure. This is nuts. This is just plain old flat-out nuts. What happens is when the prime parts of the transportation infrastructure are privately owned and the prices are jacked up, people who have to use them for a living, like long-haul truckers, start using the secondary parts, and that puts a burden on the people who have to maintain those secondary parts, who have to maintain the cost of those secondary parts. They can't afford to do that. Those secondary parts start falling apart. Local communities bear the cost in pollution, in repair, and quality of life. It's wrong.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
we've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907. Call now. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907.
Used to be, Paul was just an average guy.
I work at a grocery store.
Ross Jardine changed that.
I just absorbed it like a sponge. The more I do it, the easier it gets. 15 minutes a day now. So simple.
Paul saw success very early with Ross Jardine's stock investor program.
I put in a put play, and I made a real quick $1,700.
What they say is actually true.
Even in the down market, I can make money.
Where does Paul go from here?
Oh, it's such a rush. I can make a living off doing this. This will replace my current job. I am going to own two homes within 5 years.
So what's Paul's advice?
Give this program a chance. It will work for you. Absolutely.
I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money trading stocks and options. You can get started today with my free stock investor toolkit. In this free investing toolkit, you get my easy-to-use stock investor software and my step-by-step instructions.
Call today, 888-654-1171. 888-654-1171. That's 888-654-1171.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The check's getting closer to being in the mail. I'm Rita Foley. Lawmakers of both parties are said to have reached a tentative deal to send most of you hundreds of dollars each. The idea is that you'll spend it and help the economy along. That may be the good news. The bad news is your home's value dropped in 2007. First time in decades that's happened, according to a real estate group. Stock prices are a little higher this morning. 19-year-old Brianna Dennison still missing in Nevada after 5 days. This is her aunt.
We know that she is out there, and we only expect the best, that we will get her back.
She was on the Today Show this morning. Police think that Brianna was kidnapped, but they say there are no good leads helping to find her. Illinois State Police trooper going 126 miles an hour on an interstate on the way to an accident, loses control of his cruiser, say police, plows into a car carrying two teenage sisters. They're dead. He may be charged with reckless homicide. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
This week on Ruben Romero's Out and About.
And so, we both discuss about who will be president of U.S. after 2008.
Well, I guess whoever pays the most money.
Just because your show is somewhat loosely based on politics does not make you Bill f***ing Maher, okay?
You stay next to your phone, because the next time you hear from me, I'm going to bring you an offer.
Would I really trade this all just for the fame and fortune of selling out in the mainstream? I don't know.
Ruben Romero's Out and About, every Saturday night at 7.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Mike Huckabee has nailed down the Chuck Norris endorsement.
Well, it's over now.
I believe the only one who has all of the characteristics to lead America forward into the future is ex-Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Norris wrote. Like our founding fathers, he's not afraid to stand up for a creator and against secularist beliefs.
So if you don't vote for Mike Huckabee, he'll give you
he'll
a
kick you in the head.
Yeah, he'll kick you in the head.
That's catchy.
Yeah.
I think at least that would stand out. Vote for Mike
Stephanie
Huckabee.
Stephanie Miller Show, weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Berrios at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. By the way, head over to TomHartmann.com. At the end of today's show, my producer, David Poole, in his totally whimsical way, will pick the best comment of the day from our Tom Hartmann page blog. It'll be a serious comment, quick, funny one. That person will receive an autographed copy of my newest book, Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision. So blog with us over at TomHartmann.com right there on the homepage on today's show's comments. Love to hear your thoughts on this. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Just a heads up, the third hour of our program, we're going to be talking with Stephen Marks, who's written a book called Confessions of a Political Hitman. It's a fascinating look into how the Republican opposition research has worked and his thoughts on Democratic research opposition. And in the second hour, I want to spend the entire second hour getting into this whole issue of what is going on economically. Are they going to be able to move this disaster into the next year so that when the bottom falls out, it'll fall out when a Democrat is the president so that they can blame it on the Democrats? And I've been saying this for the better part of 2 years, I think, that this clearly is the strategy. And, you know, whether or not they're going to do it, whether or not they're going to be successful, we'll see. 1-866-303-2270, your telephone number. Blake in Indiana. Hey, Blake, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to talk about the Pennsylvania Turnpike and how it's been a disaster for Pennsylvania because so many truck drivers like myself are not economically feasible to go on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Now that it's been privatized and it's a toll road, you mean?
Right. And also our only other route from, you know, New Jersey to Chicago is I-80 and then U.S. 30 after that. But, you know, it's just like the fare from going all the way across Pennsylvania on their turnpike is over $100.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's not economically feasible. And then they want to turn around and try to make I-80 now a turnpike. They're talking about trying to make it a turnpike, retrofit it, so that they would charge the same fare for the turnpike now on I-80.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just say goodbye to business after that happens.
Yeah, see, this is the problem. Those costs, I mean, there would be some very nice profits made out of this. It should be, in my opinion, it should be in the gas tax. I mean, let the people who are using them pay for them, but pay for it in that way, in a way that gets passed along to the businesses. But the slowdown in economic activity, you know, it's taking you longer to get places. It's costing more to transport those things. The average drivers, you know, the Sunday drivers are basically paying nothing on it because, you know, they're not using the toll roads and they're paying nothing on their gas taxes.
You got to talk about the efficiency of using alternative routes too.
Yeah.
How it's not a good idea to look a guided. Good idea to look for alternative routes if I've got to go out a route to go get to where I need to go. You know, it's just not a good idea.
Yeah, and it's going to jack up the cost of transporting the goods that you're hauling, and it's going to increase the wear and tear on your rig. Blake, thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for listening there. Carrie in Bend, Oregon. Hey, Carrie.
How are you doing today?
I am great, but I will get better. How about you?
I'm doing very well, Tom. I have a very fundamental issue with the concept that people can just choose a different road. I live in Bend, Oregon, and anybody who's been here realizes that we have two highways, one that runs east-west across the state and one that runs north-south. I could not leave my town if I did not choose one of those roads.
Well, you could take a whole bunch of little back roads, although...
No, it's not.
No, actually, there's a mountain range there, isn't there?
What? I'm sorry?
There's a mountain range there, and
yeah,
during much of the year, you couldn't get...
Yeah. Cascade Mountains and, you know, large volcanoes. It doesn't work. And you can't get that way. Even to the east, heading out to Boise, it's all ranch land. It's all privately owned land. We can't get there. The closest large town is over 3 hours away.
Mm. So you can't get there from here.
To leave without using the commons.
Yeah, there you go. And thus, all the more reason why, A, it should be continued to be considered the commons, and B, why there's all this conversation among conservatives in Oregon right now about, hey, let's privatize some of these roads.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people forget that the rest of America is not like the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah. Well, and it's not even, as our last caller just pointed out, it's not even working on the Eastern Seaboard.
Well, exactly. But, I mean... You know, just most of America, geographically, is rural.
Yeah. And therefore...
We don't have that kind of infrastructure.
Right. And don't have those choices. Carrie, thank you very much for the call. Well said. Jack in Chicago. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing today?
Just great. What's up?
I work for the Transit Authority here in Chicago, and we've had...
Public Transit Authority?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. And we've had budgeting issues recently that we've overcome just in the last couple of weeks, but... a lot of the public opinion here is kind of amazing to me because a lot of the public opinion is that they feel it should be privatized, and it's just sort of amazing that seems to be the public opinion.
Here are the right-wing talking points. It's that, okay, you got guys like Jack. He's probably got a decent salary because he belongs to a union, and he's probably got a decent pension. We can't have that in America anymore, number one. And number two, it's a government bureaucracy. Government can't do anything right. And so let's just turn it over to a private kingdom that we call a corporation that isn't accountable to anybody. I don't understand it, but somehow these right-wing talking points stick in people's heads.
I think you're right on that, and a lot of it goes back to the natural monopoly issue that you brought up as well. How can you have any competition in a public transportation system here in Chicago?
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Thank you very much. Gene in San Francisco, California. Hey, Gene.
Hi. About 10 years ago, I had reason to sit in on a lot of town council meetings. And what I followed there were the high costs of doing roads. Back then, it cost $3 million just to repair and asphalt a road, one mile of road, $3 million a mile. Now, when you think of that cost is not going to change that much, a heavy cost, whatever it is now today. But if you privatize the road, it adds the cost of the middleman who wants to profit well. So the roads will cost even more. So what we have to think about when they use that word privatize our roads is that they want to add the extra cost of a middleman onto using our
roads. And it's not just our roads. It's our power systems. It's all the natural monopolies, our power systems, our water systems, our sewage systems, all the things, and frankly, our schools. I mean, there's a huge move to privatize our schools and some of the social infrastructure, our social security system, for example, hospitals. Yeah, although I don't have a problem with not-for-profit hospitals that are well-regulated, but for-profit hospitals, if I'm going into a hospital, I want to know that the administrator of that hospital's number one priority is making sure that people get well, not making sure that the board of directors is happy and the stockholders are happy.
Oh, and I wanted to say something about what that previous caller said about not having a choice of roads. Everywhere I've ever lived, it's been that way. His term of a long-distance road, as if there are choices, I think that's a false term. That's just plain goofy.
Yeah.
And in this day and age when we need to conserve gas, we can't be going looking for we need to look for the shortest distance. We can't shop around for a fair privatized road.
Yeah. The problem is that because of this fixed gas tax of 14 cents a gallon, that, there's as the U.S. dollar becomes worth less and less, obviously the roads are being used more and more. Our population is growing. Our economy is growing. There's less money to do things with, and communities, are just really strapped, and it's nuts. I mean, we need to reevaluate the system, but this is the consequence of this entire mindset that brought this about in the first place, which frankly was, you know, let's set up government in a way that ultimately it will fail so that we can say, see, it failed, so that we can hand it over to a small number of very, very wealthy individuals and let them profit off it, let them run it, and we no longer have a say in it. Gene, thank you for the call. I appreciate your comments. Ken in New York City. Hey, Ken. You're on the air, Ken.
Yes. Hold on a second. Let me turn my cell phone.
Okay.
The reason for the call is that I wanted to point out that there is a terrific article in this month's Car and Driver concerning itself with the topic that you're discussing today.
Uh-huh.
It's called Turning Asphalt into Salmon Runs by Patrick Bedard.
Mm-hmm.
And the title, the other part of the title is How Politicians Conspire with the Owners of Private Highways to Make You Pay Twice. And basically what it's doing is it's talking about the fact that when they put these private roads in, what they do is they lower the speed limits on the adjoining roads, put traffic lights in to make traveling on those roads even more difficult, so that the drivers will want to take the highways because it's a faster route.
Right.
It's also obviously they're charging the tolls on it and they make the money from the tolls.
Right, and then the toll road companies become the campaign donors to the politicians, and you've got this vicious cycle, which gets us back to why we need public financing.
The article also talks about a highway system in California where there was a protest when the motorists found out what was going on and forced the state to buy back the venture, the privatizing of the roads.
Yeah. That's happened in a couple of places, but by and large, the trend right now is in the other direction. Ken, thanks a lot for the heads up on that article. I'll have to take a look for it. Ken, Tim in Los Angeles, California. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, you know what I don't understand is that I live in the city of Los Angeles, for example, and our city is regulated, you know, the power, the water, and the infrastructure in general. But if they start privatizing, you know, the highways or the freeways down here, the 10, the 1, and the 5 freeways that needs, you know, that we used to get out of California to, you know, visit, like Vegas, for example, that's the only way out because there's no, quote, alternate routes to go to Vegas, for example, or to go to the Grand Canyon or go to Yosemite, for example. So I don't understand what your guest said when he said that.
Well, what that means, Tim, is there's money to be made. If that's the only way out, boy, somebody can make a profit off you.
Yeah, so, exactly. I got to pay for it.
Yeah, there you go. We all have to pay for it. Tim, thanks a lot for the call. Good to hear from you, and thanks for listening on K-Talk here in Los Angeles. 45 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman with you.
Hartman Program, transforming the world by revitalizing democracy. Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One stage, one night. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
Backed by 60 years of constant, reliable, quality service, Stanley Steamer is a clean you can trust. Stanley Steamer creates a custom cleaning program at special rates to meet your company's specific cleaning needs. Regular professional cleaning not only extends the life of your flooring and furnishing investments, it also helps create a healthier work environment and reflects a positive image for your company. Our commercial representatives consider everything your work environment encounters every day and develops a custom tailored plan for your business, including services that best fit your needs and budget. Call 1-800-STEAMER to speak to our commercial representatives today. That's 1-800-STEAMER. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your next commercial carpet cleaning. Stanley Steamer. Call 1-800-STEAMER today.
You want security for the road ahead. The key to achieving your financial security is planning. Maybe you want to fund your children's college education, protect your family during your working years, or guarantee your own retirement security. These things simply won't happen on their own. You need someone to help make a plan to meet your financial objectives. But who do you turn to? Who will take the time to listen to your needs, your dreams? How about a progressive thinker and a progressive financial planning professional? Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, local agent with New York Life, and a proud supporter of 1480 KPHX. I serve the financial and insurance needs of both traditional and non-traditional families in the Valley. Call me today for your free financial needs analysis at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc., 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc., 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Bill O'Reilly finally found a home when Fox News came along. The main fact on the factor is the facts are often wrong. Slander those who can't defend themselves without an ounce of shame. Make everything about himself, and that's how he became.
Vicious. And that is with a capital D, person who's blinded by ideology.
You might be someone who'll dig it. You might be O'Reilly's kind, especially if you're a bigot with a closed and tiny mind.
Shut up!
If you have no use for reason, then you'll love the way he acts. And he'll tell you what you want to hear, regardless of the facts.
They're not facts.
Bill O'Reilly finally found a home when Fox News came along. A place he could ignore the truth and get the facts all wrong. Faced with the truth he can't refute, then he'll call you a name.
You're a lunatic.
His bum his nose, the legend goes that that's how he became.
A snide, condescending idiot.
The big giant.
Okay, we got it. We got this. And, regularly beating Bill O'Reilly in the ratings, the Tom Hartman Program is brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Tracy in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Tracy.
Hi. I wanted to bring up the point that at our highway in Baton Rouge, I-10, which cuts across basically all of lower Louisiana, goes across a gigantic swamp for miles and miles and has no other access road. So your caller would have that his idea of taking an alternate route really wouldn't work unless you have a boat. Basically, what happens if there's a case of emergency, a hurricane like we had with Katrina? We already had enough trouble getting the incredibly poor people out of the way of the hurricane. What happens in his situation if the roof's privatized and there's all these fees and, we've got to turn the road contra flow to get everyone out of the way? It seems like a really messed up situation.
This is the exact problem that America was facing in the 1930s when America was becoming electrified and telephone service was becoming very common in the big cities. And Franklin Roosevelt said to the electric companies, the private electric companies, you must provide electricity to the rural areas. And they said, no, we're not going to do it.
And so they created the Rural Electrification Administration, the REA, and said, okay, we're going to do it, you know, by government, and we'll run electricity out there. And the same thing with telephone service a little later on, is that when things are privatized, only the most profitable areas get paid attention to, and those areas that aren't don't get paid attention to. And when there are disasters, like nuclear power, nuclear power can only exist because of the Price-Anderson Act, which says that if there's a nuclear disaster, you, Tracy, and I pay 100% of the bill. The electric companies don't pay any of the bill if there's a nuclear disaster because they can't be insured. They are so dangerous that no insurance company in the world will insure a nuclear power plant. So guess who insures them? We, the people. And it's going to be the same way with these private roads, in my opinion, particularly in the event of a large disaster. So I think spot on and well said. Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate the call. Jason in Traverse City, Michigan. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to kind of interject Enron back into this conversation. It was kind of mentioned earlier.
Perfect example.
Exactly. And you know, they're rigging, thanks to the deregulation of the California energy markets, they're basically rigging, you know, scarcity in the market and creating a situation where they could jack up the cost of energy, which led to the, you know, California blackouts. So I think it's a really good example of how this privatization can go horribly askew.
Yep. Well said. Thank you, Jason. Jeff in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Jeff.
I got three quick points. First, there's an analogy of the elevator. Well, if you take an elevator to another building, you don't end up at your office.
That's right.
Secondly, privatization. L.A. had a public transit system. They privatized it. Goodyear.
That's right, in the 1920s.
Yeah. And what happened? It disappeared.
Yeah.
So what happens when the private entity doesn't support that infrastructure?
That's right, or decides that there's a more profitable way to do things.
And then if you look at the north, east-west travel across the country, Cascade Mountain Range, Sierra Nevadas, the Rockies, the Mississippi-Missouri River, the Appalachians. In most cases, there is only one road for about 100 to 200 miles.
Yeah.
In many cases, I mean, there isn't even a secondary dirt road to choose from in many areas.
Yeah, no, it was the Eisenhower system, you know, the highway system that was built during Dwight Eisenhower's presidency by and large. Much of it started under Roosevelt, but continued certainly under Truman and then really, you know, went full board. Full tilt boogie, I guess is the phrase.
And what happens?
Eisenhower that built this country in many ways.
Yes, and what happens when there is a conflict of the private entity with a public desire or public need, such as during Katrina? And are we going to have private police on the private roads?
Yeah, that's another thing. No, they want the public police to do that. And again, externalize the costs, internalize the profits. Jeff, well said. Thank you for the call, Joe in Ohio.
What they don't seem to figure out either is that, say your major road goes through a small town, and there's three exits there, and they all have businesses around them that rely on the revenue that gets off that highway. They're not going to maintain all those exits.
Yeah.
And there's going to be businesses that go out of business and people that lose jobs.
Yeah, and then you have a private corporation that may say, okay, we're going to buy up all the businesses near exit one, and then we're going to shut down exits two and three, and now we're going to be making profit in several different industries, because in America, it used to be that corporations could only do one thing, and they couldn't own other corporations. I mean, all that's changed since the 1890s, but now you just have a giant conglomerate, and they'd end up owning everything. Susan in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Susan.
Yeah, hi. They've already covered a lot of things I already thought of, but I was wondering who is going to pay for and run, say, the giant control rooms that they use to control traffic in large urban areas like Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to pay the urban planners who are often city and county employees? They're going to have to shift all that.
Well, that's the thing. In those areas where it's expensive to provide transportation, mm-hmm. probably the private companies will say, we'll let the public pay for that.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, what about population shifts and big businesses that won't locate where the highways are so expensive nobody wants to live? It's just a cascading effect.
Exactly. And
I'm thinking about towns who would put up gates to charge their own tolls to get through their towns when people start using the secondary roads on the eastern seaboard, for example.
Yeah, and there are some towns that wish they could do that, but, you know, they just can't. absolutely.
They'll try.
Well, there you go. Well said. Susan, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. In the next hour, I want to get into this whole issue of the economy, stupid. You know, what's going on with this economy? Why did the market go down? Why is the market back up? What's the deal with this $100 billion stimulus package? Where is all this going? And why, again, in answer to a question we had a couple of days ago, why is it that we should buy American? 57 minutes past the hour.
listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. And as you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire some of mine through ITM Trading. You should call ITM 2-1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The U.S. has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations want euros rather than dollars today, and that's big money, smart money talking. So I hope you're listening when I tell you you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. Call and talk to their experts. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires. So they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-551-1754. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-551-1754. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-551-1754.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Quick action on an economic stimulus package. An agreement has now been worked out between the White House and Congress. The AP's Mark Smith reports rebate checks are part of the deal, starting at $600.
But escalate to $1,200 for low and middle income families with children. We're told Democrats have now given up on the idea of extending jobless and food stamp benefits in the package in exchange for rebates going even to those too poor to pay income tax.
Well, not everyone is happy with this deal. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg told the U.S. Conference of Mayors he thinks the stimulus package is short-sighted. He adds that as long as Congress runs up big deficits, economic problems will not be solved.
I think they ate the seed corn without worrying about next year's crop, and here we are. The seed corn is gone, and all we've got is a barn full of IOUs.
Well, on Wall Street, what they've got is a less volatile day than we've seen in the past days. The major indices are all showing some modest gains. The Dow now up by 40 points. There is an indictment in the case of the murdered pregnant Marine in North Carolina.
Today, the grand jury of Onslow County has returned five true bills of indictment against Cesar Armando Lauren involving the death of Maria Frances Laudenbach.
Lauren is believed to be in Mexico. A grilling today for the head of the EPA as members of a Senate panel question him about his refusal to allow California and more than a dozen other states to impose greenhouse gas reductions on cars and trucks. Stephen Johnson says the state did not meet the criteria for obtaining a waiver under the Clean Air Act. Al-Qaeda is now being blamed for a suicide attack in Iraq. The attack was carried out at the same site of an explosion in Iraq yesterday that killed at least 34 people. This is AP Radio News. A makeshift memorial to actor Heath Ledger is growing.
More than 100 bouquets have been placed on the sidewalk outside the building where the 28-year-old movie star was found dead Tuesday.
Yeah, we brought some flowers here.
Yeah.
Show tribute to him. He was a great actor.
Among the offerings, a cardboard sign decorated with magazine pictures and the words, "Rest in Peace." A computer printout bears the Australian flag and the message, "We will always be proud of you." Toxicology results are pending on what killed Ledger. Police disclosed that a massage therapist called his friend, actress Mary-Kate Olsen, and she discovered him unconscious before she called 911. Warren Levinson, New York.
One child in critical condition after a church bus carrying nearly a dozen kids ran off a rural highway in South Carolina and overturned. There was fog in the area, but it's not yet clear whether that may have caused the accident. Stephen Colbert's Wrist Strong bracelet campaign is bringing in the cash. It has raised more than $170,000. He's given the money to a charity that helps injured service members. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Influenza hospitalizes 20,000 kids under the age of 5 each year. Get your children and yourself vaccinated against influenza. Call your doctor today. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
1480 KPHX is the fastest growing radio station in Phoenix, and we're now increasing the size of our sales team. If you have at least 2 years' experience in commission-based sales, a track record of winning for your company and clients, and are truly passionate about your profession, hit www.1480kphx.com and click on Employment. No phone calls, please. 1480 KPHX is an equal opportunity employer.
You've spoiled everyone this past holiday. Now why not spoil yourself with 20% off? Come into Mumbo Jumbo and find that perfect antique bedroom set at 20% off. Or how about a gorgeous mirror to feature above your fireplace at 20% off? Mumbo Jumbo is a cozy store mixed with beautiful jewelry and fantastic furniture from antique to new. And now, through January, everything in the store is 20% off. Inventory's always changing, so it's never the same place twice. Mumbo Jumbo, the perfect place to find a unique item for yourself or your home. Visit us in our turquoise-painted shop on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Or give us a call, Mumbo Jumbo, 602-274-7801. That's 602-274-7801. Mumbo Jumbo, just north of Indian School on 7th Avenue, and 20% off all January. What more could you ask for?
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
The Mike Malloy Show.
This crackpot jerk is saying that the Constitution needs to be replaced by something written where, Huck? In some seminary? In some cave? In the 12th century? In a monastery in Germany? What the hell are you talking about?
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman, talk radio for the rest of us.
And welcome back to the second hour of our program. Well, Congress has put together a $100 billion stimulus package. $100 billion. That's like how much money Bush wants to borrow every year just to kind of keep things going in Iraq. Right? Gee, instead of stimulating Halliburton, let's stimulate the entire United States. And it might work for a year. But we have some really fundamental problems here. This deal so far, this $100 billion, is going to presumably, these are the early reports, give everybody in America $600. Remember back 2001, I believe it was, Bernie Sanders, congressman, well, he was then congressman, Congressman Bernie Sanders of Vermont proposed the economy was a little soft. I don't recall if it was right after Bush was elected and the economy was softening then as a result of, you know, the anticipation of Republican control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Or whether it was, and particularly the White House, or whether it was right after 9/11. But in any case, Bernie Sanders said, why not just give $300 to everybody in America? You want a short-term stimulus, just write a $300 check. There's only, you know,
20,000 or so people who are in the top one-tenth of 1% of Americans. It's a relatively small number, fewer than a couple hundred thousand people who are really, truly wealthy. I mean, you know, worth tens or hundreds of millions of dollars. So just give it to everybody, $300. And the Republicans went hysterical and said, no, we can't have that. We've got to give tax cuts to millionaires and billionaires to stimulate the economy, because then they'll build factories, and that will create jobs. Creating jobs, that phrase is one of the biggest lies that was ever invented. Jobs are created when consumers want to buy things. And some entrepreneur comes along or some business person comes along and says, you know, it looks to me like there's a demand for this. I could fill that demand by manufacturing something. And then they build a business and then they hire people. But that is driven by demand. It's not that some billionaire gets a tax break and says, well, I got an extra $30 million in my back pocket. What shall I do? Well, I think I'll build a factory in town and make something. I mean, it makes no sense, which is why for the last 26 years, it hasn't worked. So anyhow, Bernie's suggestion, give everybody $300. Bush incorporated that into his tax breaks for billionaires and millionaires as a way to make it palatable. And everybody got their check along with this glowing letter from the Treasury Department saying, basically, this is a gift from George W. Bush. Isn't he wonderful? And they're going to do the same thing again. The GOP says that they want tax breaks for businesses as well. Yeah, we'll see how this is going to go. But there's a larger issue here. And that's what I wanted to talk with you about today. And that is that, first of all, yeah, this will be a stimulus, no doubt about it. But it'll be a very short-term stimulus. We have hollowed out America. Our economy has been hollowed out over the last 26 years. When Reagan came into office and began rolling back the New Deal, and he absolutely, I mean, that was the plan from day one. That's what it was all about, was rolling back the New Deal, ruining the New Deal. You know, as Limbaugh said, you know,
Roosevelt is dead. His policies may live on, but we're in the process of doing something about that as well.
And that's what they've been doing. That's what they've been doing ever since 1981. And as a consequence of that, without interruption, let me add, and as a consequence of that, of this 26 years now of the reign of conservative economics, of supply-side economics, of job creation rather than demand-driving an economy, you know, we used to understand this stuff. In any case, as a consequence of this, we have these very interesting headlines. This, you know, this screaming front page story in today's Financial Times. This in the corporate finance section. Sovereign wealth funds, the new kids on the block. Huge article here. And it leads out, in early December, UBS realized it had a problem. As the credit markets continue to slump, the Swiss bank concluded that the value of its investments linked to U.S. subprime mortgages had dropped by another $10 billion. Within 4 days, UBS had agreed to the outlines of a $12 billion capital injection from the government of Singapore. And they say UBS is not alone. Large banks, including Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley, have turned to government-backed investors in Asia and the Middle East for large slugs of capital. There is and then there's, you know, several other articles here. Sovereign funds face Treasury pressure to address market fears. The U.S. Treasury is stepping up efforts to persuade powerful sovereign wealth funds. These are basically foreign governments, many of which are inimical to our interests. I mean, the Saudis supporting Wahhabism, which is ultimately apparently at the root of much of the fundamentalist Islamic terrorism, as it were, around the world. The Chinese, a dictatorship, brutal dictatorship that murders people and sells body parts of the U.S. Treasury is stepping up efforts to persuade powerful sovereign wealth funds to be more transparent and accountable. Yeah, right. They're meeting in Davos and they're saying, well, why don't you guys be a little more transparent? But at the same time, please give us money. Sovereign wealth funds control assets believed to be worth at least $2,000 billion. Now, there's $2 trillion. And have recently invested $30 billion in Wall Street banks. At one point, and then here's another argument, divide and conquer from the Financial Times. At one point last year, nearly half of the London Stock Exchange was in the hands of two rival Gulf states. So what happens if these two Gulf states say, you know, the UK is being too supportive of Israel, we're going to pull the plug, we're going to shut down the stock exchange, we own it now. For example, I mean, do you really want your stock exchange in the hands of a foreign government? The reality is, and this gets back to, you know, the question was asked yesterday or the day before, you know, why should, if I live here in Portland, Oregon, why should I try to buy, if possible, something made in the United States rather than something made in Canada or Mexico or China or something like that? And the reason is fairly simple. Labor and manufacturing are, they're essential pieces of a homeostatic economy. It has to do with homeostasis. Homeostasis is a fancy word out of biology that means self-sustaining, something that can continue on. And your body is homeostatic as long as you're still alive. A system that works. And what is happening is, instead of economies, and ideally local economies, where you can buy local food and locally made toys and locally made clothes and locally made houses and locally, you know, things like that, from local to county to state to federal, ideally at the very largest level of individual community, which is a nation. A nation should be homeostatic. It should be in balance. So a nation should say, okay, if we need to bring in things from outside, then we need to make sure that we're sending out things from inside that balance that out. If we're going to bring in educated labor, we need to be sending out educated labor. If we're going to be bringing in raw materials, we need to be sending out raw materials. If we're going to be bringing in, so that this is called the balance of trade, Our balance of trade is just totally off. What has happened is, as a consequence of this 26 years of insane policies, where they've said, let's let the so-called free market decide. And the free market, frankly, is a euphemism for let's let transnational corporations who do not have our best interests at heart. Their only interest is profit. It's legally required. And I am not an opponent of profit. I'm not an anti-capitalist. In fact, I am a capitalist. I've started a number of businesses. I'm invested in businesses. But when you say that is who is going to make the rules of how an individual nation runs or how nations relate to each other, you've got a big problem. So what's happening now is that our educated labor force increasingly is coming from India, where they speak English and there's a school, a college, an inexpensive college in every corner. Our cheap labor is increasingly being externalized to China, to Vietnam, to other countries. And there are other countries behind them waiting in line to go next. Right now, the Chinese are starting to make big deals in Africa. To build factories in Africa, you know, in Portland. So as on it goes. And our natural resources. I mean, we're buying our natural resource, our primary natural resource being oil, our fuel. And this, by the way, it was 1974 when the United States hit peak oil, when we stopped being oil independent. It's a relatively recent thing. We're bringing in oil. We're sending out dollars. We're bringing in cheap goods. We're sending out dollars. We're bringing in labor, we're sending out dollars, and the result of this is that we are left with nothing. We have hollowed out our economy. We have sent our labor overseas. We have insourced our educated. There's nothing left. There's nothing left but would you like fries with that economy? And that's not a way that a country can survive. Any country. And that's why every country in the world should be looking at becoming homeostatic, becoming an organism that is self-sustaining. And then you figure out what it is that you want to trade with other countries and do it in a strategic way that helps the country. So that's my rant. We'll be right back.
The Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Randy Rhodes at 1 p.m., Jeff Barrios at 4, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
What do you know about AARP? Do you know that you can join when you turn 50? Did you know it's only $12.50 for a one-year membership that includes the world's largest circulation magazine? Did you know that AARP tackles the tough issues for you, like health costs and age discrimination in the workplace? Call 1-800-950-7599 to enroll, and you'll find out a lot of other things you probably didn't know about AARP, like exclusive member discounts on travel, gym membership, hotels, and more. Call 1-800-950-7599 and find out about AARP member benefits like access to nationwide eye health savings and trustworthy group health, dental, and long-term care insurance. AARP works for you to promote health and financial security for all Americans. Call 1-800-950-7599. To become a member, call 1-800-950-7599. Now.
As a progressive business owner on a tight budget, you know that spending long hours doing your own bookkeeping can be a real headache. Affording a full-time bookkeeper is costly, even with popular software packages. Concentrating on building your business is what really matters. Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As an expert in QuickBooks, I pride myself in office setups, organization, and maintenance through financial statements. In just a few weeks, you will be up and running, and for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. When tax time rolls around again, you will have a complete package to take to your CPA. The beauty of it is, you won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. Call me right now at 480-946-2484. And for a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484 or the website at camelviewaccounting.biz.
You, the listeners of 1480 KPHX and the Tom Hartman Show, are some of the most intelligent, informed citizens in the nation. You have progressive values and care what's happening to our precious Earth. You know the commitment I have to reducing the causes that contribute to global warming. The folks at Monolithic Finishes understand that your environmental consciousness seeks alternatives to old technologies. In the past, the products used to seal floors, patios, and decks used ingredients that were not earth-friendly. Those sealants also disintegrated and left surfaces exposed to damage. Monolithic Finishes is in the vanguard of new technology and retains the fundamental value of making smaller footprints on the earth using natural finishes, which are environmentally gentle without sacrificing quality. Monolithic Finishes technology allows one to see levels of depth, texture, and color that you can't see with other floor sealing products. The unique process produces a multi-spectrum glow on every type of material. Choose extraordinary integrity and ease of maintenance. Choose Monolithic Finishes. Call 505-907-8891. That's 505-907-8891.
1480 KPHX and Ecotality Inc., Arizona's renewable energy leader, are proud to present Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter, live and in person on Saturday, February 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at 1480kphx.com. Mike Malloy.
This is driving a lot of people right up near the edge.
And former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter.
The policy at the end of the day is not about nonproliferation. It's not about disarmament. It's about regime change. And all the Bush administration wants to do is to support their ultimate objective of military intervention.
Hear from and meet two of the most potent voices on the planet on Saturday, February 23rd at Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe from 6 to 8 p.m. Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One night, one stage, one can't-miss event. Get your tickets now at www.1480kphx.com. The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
Now we'll be here until they haul us out. Welcome back. Head over to TomHartman.com, by the way. At the end of today's show, just before the end so we can announce it on the air, David Poole, our producer, in his own inimitable way, will pick the best comment of the day from our Tom Hartman page blog. It could be a serious comment, a funny one. And that person will receive an autographed copy of my newest book, Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision. So blog with us over at TomHartman.com for your chance to win. There's also a blog at AirAmerica.com. I wanted to be sure that you know about that as well. But from the TomHartman.com blog, two interesting comments. One, Berlin writes, Tom, you might be interested to know that our Republican governor here in Vermont is currently trying his best to sell the state lottery. It wasn't real popular when it was first introduced, but we did it for the kids. Now he wants to sell it off to some gambling syndicate. And another one says, English historian G.M.
Trevelyan wrote that before the Crown took over the responsibility of maintaining roads, it was up to each property owner to maintain the section of road crossing his land. As a result, there were reports of potholes so large that men and horses had drowned in them. Of course, roads are a natural monopoly and part of the commons. So already some great comments over there on our blog, and I always appreciate your feedback and on an ongoing basis. So time now for our Dick Cheney alert.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Why is it whenever I say his name, it's... Anyhow, the vice president has called on Congress today to make permanent legislation permitting security agencies to tap foreign telephone calls and emails in the so-called war on terror. Here's the kicker, though. He says, basically, if we don't make it permanent that we can wiretap these guys without warrants, we're going to have another 9/11. But if you don't provide immunity to the phone companies, we're not going to sign the legislation. So 9/11, fine, as long as the phone companies, if the phone companies don't get their immunity. Are you following the logic of this? Cheney and the Republicans, and now apparently Harry Reid is in on this. Russ Feingold has spoken out against it. Chris Dodd filibustered it last time, and Feingold and Dodd are forming a coalition in the Senate. And this is something you may want to go to callcongress.org, get the phone number, and call your senator about and say, please don't provide immunity to telephone companies or any company if they break the law. If a company breaks the law, they should be held to account. It's real simple. Just like if an administration breaks the law, they should be held to account. But here's what they're saying is essentially, if you don't pass this bill, there's going to be some terrible disaster. But we'll prevent you from passing this bill if you don't help out our buddies and contributors, the phone companies. It's like, how weird is that? How incredibly self-serving, how bizarre. Anyhow, just to wrap up my rant of the last segment, this concept of homeostasis of community and nation. George Soros wrote a piece for the Financial Times on the 22nd of January, which is what, 2 days ago. And he says the current crisis is titled "The Worst Market Crisis in 60 Years." That's the headline. And he said the current crisis marks the end of an era of credit expansion based on the dollar's international reserve currency. And what he points out is that as credit is eased, and this is what Greenspan did, you really can lay all of this at the feet of Alan Greenspan, pumping the economy as hard as he can for the benefit of the Republicans. And you go back and you look at the timing of most of Greenspan's moves, and I think that you can safely say that most of them were made with a political context in mind. My opinion. But, prove me wrong. I don't think you can. In any case, pumping up the economy by making credit available. So what happens is, as Soros points out in this piece, is as money is cheaper, that is, there's more credit available, then the things that you would traditionally buy with credit become more in demand because it's easier to buy them. And that would be the big things like houses and cars, but principally houses. And so because they're more in demand, their price goes up. You got more people, the same number of people competing for, or a larger number of people rather competing for them. You have increased demand. So their prices are going up. And so as their price goes up, well, that means that there's even more need for credit. And as their price goes up, the people can borrow money against them, and it creates this, it's created a bubble. It really and truly is a bubble. It is a phony bubble. So now with the stimulus package and by dropping the prime rate by 0.75%, what they're trying to do is extend this bubble for another year. Because this is absolutely unsustainable. Right now, the cost of housing is probably about 15 to 20% above where it, really should be nationwide. And it will go down. And they just want to make sure that it goes down when there's a Democrat in the White House, not a Republican in the White House, so that they can pull... They can say, like, for 40 years, Democrats said, it was that Herbert Hoover guy who brought us the Great Depression. They want to be able to say, it was that Hillary Clinton who brought us the Great Depression. And it's a strategy that may work. And there are even Democrats who are signing on for it, although, frankly, the problem is that they don't have much, if they refuse to go along with it, then they're going to get blamed anyway.
Soros summarizes, he says, although a recession in the developed world is now more or less inevitable, China, India, and some of the oil-producing countries are in a very strong counter-trend. In other words, the countries that are still actually producing things are going to be fine.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Mike Malloy at 7 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 10, weeknights on 1480 KPAJ.
Mother Nature here. In between making beautiful sunsets, I've been consulting with the nice people who made Sucrets Complete on an all-new formula. Sucrets Herbal. On my recommendation, they've added soothing green tea, plus flavors like pomegranate and honey with ginseng to the sore throat and cough relief Sucrets is famous for. Sadly, my beehive packaging idea didn't work out. So for sore throat or cough relief, it's all in the tin. Sucrets.
Well, I've got some bad news for you. This February's Air America cruise is completely sold out. Don't blame me. I told you to hurry up and make your reservations, didn't I? But listen, there's still hope for you. We're doing another cruise this coming fall, so do yourself a favor and plan on taking a cruise with me and all the rest of your favorite Air America hosts very soon. And for those of us who were lucky enough to get a spot on this February's cruise, congrats! I'll see you then.
The Air America Cruise, brought to you in part by ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Iraq is the classic example of the shock doctrine. You had a military strategy that was called shock and awe. It was a military strategy designed to maximize disorientation.
Author Naomi Klein on the revolutionary shock doctrine she first described in the pages of The Nation.
The theory was that Iraqis would be so shocked they would be easily marshaled from point A to point B.
Ideas that reshaped the political landscape often surface first in The Nation, America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Why wait for Nation authors like Naomi Klein to become bestsellers? Right now, you can try 4 weeks of The Nation absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try 4 weeks of The Nation risk-free, then get 20 more weeks. That's 6 months in all for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
A tentative deal. I'm Ed Donahue. Sources say top congressional leaders have reached an agreement on an economic stimulus plan.
It calls for just about everybody who earns a paycheck to get a rebate of $300. Families with children could get as much as $1,200.
Jerry Bodlander reports the deal includes tax cuts for businesses. Missing Marine Cesar Loren has been indicted in North Carolina on charges connected to the death of a pregnant fellow Marine.
Punishment for first-degree murder in North Carolina is either the death penalty or life imprisonment without parole. Those are the only two options.
The DA in North Carolina says he won't seek the death penalty if Loren is arrested in Mexico. A makeshift shrine has been set up outside the apartment building in New York where Heath Ledger died. This woman placed flowers on the sidewalk.
I remember the first time I saw him in The Patriot. I thought he was pretty cute. Yeah, I'm going to miss him a lot.
The cause of Ledger's death won't be known for several days. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 27 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things. Fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888.
That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Need a job? There are 90 state jobs up for grabs in the 2008 legislative election. Applicants who are backstabbing, issue-dodging politicians incapable of creating any real change need not apply. Your job is informing yourself about the issues and candidates. Equality Arizona is there, asking difficult questions as the 2008 elections heat up. Tune in every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. so you can hear about those that protect the LGBT community, those that hate us, and how you can make a difference. Equality Arizona Radio, every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. Tune in for your voice, your issues, your community.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
01-20-2009.
Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
01-20-2009. In 1 year, he loses the house, the plane, and the title.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
01-20-2009. The end of an error. Cross your fingers and keep it here on 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Yeah, my democracy, my country. We're going to do the right thing. Oh, my. Welcome back, my friends. The Tom Hartman Program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. And brought to you by you, our listeners, supporting your local radio station. Let them know that you're listening. Let their sponsors know that you're listening. It's really important stuff. It really is. I understand. I am. And I'd like some confirmation, folks in the chat room. If somebody has the details on this, you know, let me know. We do run a live chat room during this program. I am in there and read it during the breaks. And in fact, I'm looking at it right now. My understanding is there may be a vote as early as 2 o'clock this afternoon. Right now, it is 10:35 a.m. Eastern Pacific time. Excuse me, and which would be 1:35 p.m. Eastern time. Our show runs from noon to 3 Eastern time every day. And that there may be a vote at 2 o'clock, which would be in a half hour, on giving immunity to the phone companies. And frankly, let's keep in mind, this isn't just immunity for the phone companies. You give the phone companies this grant of immunity, it's essentially giving immunity to all of the sleazoids in the Bush administration, Cheney, Tenet, Bush, all of the Gonzalez, the whole bunch of them, who participated in this criminal act of spying on you and me, and in all probability, in my opinion, spying big time on the Democratic Party. Also, one of the folks in the chat room, Street Spirit in the chat room, says, "Hey, Tom, can you get on C-SPAN again anytime soon?" Looks like I'm going to be on C-SPAN Sunday at 7:15 in the morning Eastern time. If you go over to booktv.org, and you can check out the schedule there. So this Sunday, they will be replaying the hour that I did that was introduced by Richard Belzer. Great guy, brilliant actor, but a great guy as well, at the Strand in New York City just about a month ago, I think it was. So that'll be back on C-SPAN on Sunday. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And how is the economic stimulus package going to affect? Oh, by the way, just about the telco, I just want to put a fine point in that. I said it before, but say it again. You go to callcongress.org. You can pick up. There's a bunch of 800 numbers there, as well as the main number for the switchboard in Congress. Each one of us has two senators, even if your senator is a Republican. Call both your senators in a very short, very polite. Don't get in a fight with them. So it doesn't do any good, basically, is the reason why. And the same thing, call Harry Reid's office, and very short, very polite, These people are, you know, the people answering the phones, the staffers in the Senate, they're by and large decent people, and they're just trying to do their jobs. Very short, very polite, just say, please, no immunity for law-breaking phone companies or law-breaking politicians in this administration, or any other for that matter. Dave in Charlottesville, Virginia. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm in some pretty bad credit card debt, I guess you could say. And I'm wondering, I'm an econ major from Jefferson University. I don't get fooled by the stimulus package and what they're trying to do politically. But you know, I'm excited to get an $800 check. I mean, I'm, you know, $30,000+ in debt to credit card companies. That's
ouch.
More than the last 2 years. And so, what happens if everybody just spends their money, just write the check to the highest, whatever interest rate credit card debt they have?
Well, that's my guess.
That's not stimulus at all.
I agree with you, Dave. And my guess is that unlike the stimulus from 5 years ago. I mean, there have been some substantial differences in the United States over the last 5 years. Unlike that stimulus package from 5 years ago, I don't think that this one is going to do as much, because I think that there are so many people who are in the same boat you are, and they have, you know, a huge amount of credit card debt, or they've been borrowing money against their home like crazy, and now their home is not even worth what they owe on it, and so they're going to take that $800 and they're going to pay down some of their debt. And spot on. And Dave, I wish you well, and I'm sorry to hear about the mess you're in, but you're absolutely right, and thanks for the call and making that point. Let me just to this point. I know there's, you know, the board is slammed. There's a lot of folks who want to get in here and share their stories on this. But just very quickly, just comparing. Now, this is a trend that has been going on since Reagan. Keep this in mind. It's a trend that started in 1981. It really started in the late 70s, arguably under Carter. But it really went on steroids under Reagan, because that's when there was this fundamental shift in economic philosophy in the United States. But just looking at the last 7 years, real GDP growth was 4.9%, 4.09% under the Clinton years. It's been 2.65% under Bush. The national debt when Bush came into office was $5.7 trillion. Now it's $9.2 trillion. That means your family probably owes over $100,000. Our budget surplus was $431 billion when Bush came into office. It's now a $734 billion deficit over the previous three budget years. New private sector jobs created during the Clinton administration, 1.78 million jobs per year. Bush has been averaging around 369,000 jobs per year. Americans in poverty, 31.6 million when Bush came into office, 36 million now. An additional 5 million Americans in poverty. 38 million Americans were uninsured when Bush came into office. Now it's 47 million Americans uninsured. The average annual premium cost for health insurance for a family when Bush came into office was $6,230. Now it's $12,106. The median household income, the change. During the 8 years of the Clinton administration, it went up $6,000. During the last six years of the Bush administration, it's gone down $1,100. When Bush came into office, gas was $1.39 a gallon. It's now $3.07. When Bush came into office, it on average in a state university cost of college $3,146 a year. That's just tuition. Now it's $5,190. Almost doubled. Personal savings rate. When Bush came into office, we were saving about 2.3% of our income. Now it's a negative 0.5%. Half. We're going into debt every year. Consumer credit. This is what Dave was just talking about. When Bush came into office, it was $7 trillion. Now it's $12 trillion. Our trade deficit has gone from $380 billion to $759 billion. I mean, it's just mind-blowing. It just goes on and on and on. Foreign oil dependency. When Bush came into office, just over half of our liquid fuel was imported, 52.75%. Now it's 60. It's over 60%. It's tragic. It's absolutely tragic what's going on. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And hang on just a second here. Bob in Flagstaff, Arizona. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I just like with regard to the vote that's coming up in 15 minutes or so, it's probably too late, but I'd like to urge your listeners, if they're a supporter of either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, to call them and ask them to at least show some leadership on this issue and get to Washington and vote.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good suggestion. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Yeah. And callcongress.org is the phone number. You can get the numbers there. Gary in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Gary.
Good morning.
Hey, Gary.
Long time. Hey, Tom. Tom, you're fantastic. God bless you.
Thank you.
Keep it up. Long time no talk to.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've heard from you. What's up?
First couple personal observations, if I may, and a thought quote from John Kerry. I thought it was brilliant, and I'll get to it very quickly. I want to talk about this insurance grade. You know, I've been talking about it, and I want to compliment you. I feel it's a cancer too. It is an absolute cancer.
Yeah, we're at the cancer stage of capitalism. Without regulation, what you end up is monopoly. I mean, that's why the game was invented, was to demonstrate to people, to show people how unregulated capitalism will ultimately destroy itself. It's not a good thing. It's just like an individual group of cells in the body deciding that they're going to grow forever. They're going to become the ones who take over the body. That's called cancer.
And this is what's motivating this behavior, in my opinion. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got to at least, here's my thought, I just thought, we got to at least get it back to the remission stage by electing the next president of the United States, who John Kerry said it very well, quoted Martin Luther King, it's always the right time to do the right thing. So the next president, I've believed this for a long time, actually, is going to be Senator Obama. And my own personal pick for vice president, I hope he picks Bill Richardson.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your vote, Gary. I mean, I would support either one of them or both of them. No problem there. Faye in Oakland, California. Hey, Faye, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to ask about the stimulus package and the Congress's and the White House's contribution to sending us all a little check in the mail.
Right.
My question is, how are they going to pay for it?
They're going to borrow money.
They're going to continue to borrow money, raise up the debt ceiling, and that's supposed to stimulate us into resolving our economic problems.
Right. This is Reaganism. Reagan and in fact Dick Cheney famously during the 2004 election made the comment that Reagan taught us that deficits don't matter. And you know, Reagan borrowed a couple of trillion dollars, spent much of it here in the United States. And, you know, unlike Bush, who is borrowing money and spending much of it in Iraq, but although a lot of it's coming back to American defense companies, but spent a lot of it in the United States in the defense sector. I mean, you know, his good buddies made out like bandits with it. But it did stimulate the economy to some extent. And then he said, hey, look, I brought us out of a recession. I brought us out of Jimmy Carter's recession. Well, Jimmy Carter's recession was the result of the exact same thing being done during the Vietnam War by Lyndon Johnson, the Democrat, and Richard Nixon, the Republican. And Reagan did it, and you're right. They're doing it again. And they're going to, as I said, they're going to postpone the pain for another year.
Truth in Broadcasting. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Don't miss Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter live and in person. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
Reason number 9 to switch to Geico. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with Geico. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology. Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, Mother Nature here. In between making beautiful sunsets, I've been consulting with the nice people who made Sucrets Complete on an all-new formula, Sucrets Herbal. On my recommendation, they've added soothing green tea, plus flavors like pomegranate and honey with ginseng to the sore throat and cough relief Sucrets is famous for. Sadly, my beehive packaging idea didn't work out. So for sore throat or cough relief, it's all in the tin, Sucrets.
You want security for the road ahead. The key to achieving your financial security is planning. Maybe you want to fund your children's college education, protect your family during your working years, or guarantee your own retirement security. These things simply won't happen on their own. You need someone to help make a plan to meet your financial objectives. But who do you turn to? Who will take the time to listen to your needs, your dreams? How about a progressive thinker and a progressive financial planning professional? Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, local agent with New York Life, and a proud supporter of 1480 KPHX. I serve the financial and insurance needs of both traditional and non-traditional families in the Valley. Call me today for your free financial needs analysis at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-416-7423. That's 1-800-416-7423. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-416-7423.
Okay, here we go. If you're listening right now, you're one lucky person because you're going to get a free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil from Purity Products. Now, to find out how to claim your free bottle, give us a call right now, 1-800-441-0607. That's right, Purity Products is doing $1 million radio giveaway of Ultra Pure Omega Berry Fish Oil capsules because they want everyone to experience the health benefits of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry Fish Oil. Now, everyone knows fish oil is important for heart health, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. And with up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, well, you're going to feel the difference. So now's your chance. Experience the miracle of fish oil yourself with your free bottle. Call right now and we'll also send you a free book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. But you have to call now. For your free bottle and free book, call 1-800-441-0607. 1-800-441-0607. 1-800-441-0607.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Berrios at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
You're not alone. I never thought I'd find the road to freedom. Never thought I'd see you smile again. Never thought I'd have the chance to tell you.
No, we are not alone. This is the We Society that we call the United States of America, founded on the liberal values of the Enlightenment. Welcome back. Tom Hartman with you. Lawrence in Berkeley, California. You're on the air. Hey, Lawrence, you want to disagree with me? Go to the front of the line.
Yeah. I hear you talking to a lot of right-wingers, and I'm hoping then that you can now get into a bit of a debate with a left-winger.
Okay.
Okay. You know, you talk about liberal-regulated capitalism, and all of your recommendations are good for the short term. The problem is that regulated capitalism is inherently unstable. As long as you leave the preponderance of wealth and power in the hands of the private corporations and the multinational billionaire corporations, they will always, and they have always, found a way to claw themselves back into political power because they have the money, because they have the mass media. And in the long run, And this is why, you know, I've heard you talk. You talk about a couple of small periods in which liberal capitalism prevailed in the United States, surrounded on all sides by periods of the conservative reactionary tendency. And it's always going to happen.
I don't disagree with you that there's always going to be that tension, but I'll tell you, when the Soviet Union was the Soviet Union, I was there. I worked in Russia after the Soviet Union fell. I was in East Berlin when it was East Berlin, or East Germany, both, actually. And to say, okay, the alternative is for us to have, you know, control by all the people, then you get the tyranny of the proletariat, as it were, you know.
Okay.
You know, provide me with an alternative to regulated capitalism that makes sense.
Okay, I will.
That has been demonstrated to work someplace.
Okay, good. What I'm in favor of is having co-ops. You know, worker co-ops, consumer co-ops. The best thing is combined co-ops. We have some power people on the board from workers, some from the consumers.
Yeah, the co-op movement in the United States is huge and it's growing.
Well,
and it's a very effective form of,
okay, consumer co-ops are, and I've had a lot of experience in Berkeley, consumer co-ops unfortunately don't work on a, you know, you need worker co-ops. Consumer co-ops are, the problem is that consumers don't go into the store often enough to have real power,
right,
or to know what's going on. Only the workers do.
Yeah.
And
what you're talking about is worker-owned businesses.
It's just a
fancy way of saying that the workers own the business rather than the stockholders
own
the business.
We're not talking about Soviet communism. We're not talking about state business.
No, I understand, and I think that there's a lot to be said for that. But to outlaw capitalism and to say that that's the only way it's going to work and that's the only thing that we're going to have, there's going to be a whole bunch of really significant problems. First of all, you're not going to be able to, in many cases, for significant innovation or growth, you're not going to be able to get enough workers to get enough of their own capital together, because ultimately it is, we're talking about the capital of labor, which is a form of capital, and the capital that the workers themselves are willing to invest by taking lower pay or putting in their own money. You're not going to get enough of whatever kind of capital it is that you want to be able to like create an auto factory, you know, a plant,
okay,
or to,
well,
take on some of the large capitalists in the rest of the world. You're not going to stop capitalism all around the world.
Well, okay, can I offer you an historical example?
Please.
Okay. In 1934, Upton Sinclair ran for governor of California.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost. He was far to the left of Roosevelt, and Roosevelt did not back him, and the National Democratic Party did not support him.
Mm-hmm.
But what his program was to have taxes on businesses, which would then go to a fund to support independent co-ops.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran on a, well, it was the one,
right,
case.
It was perceived as socialism at the time. I mean, that was the label that was attached to it.
Well, he called it, his organization was called End Poverty in California.
Mm-hmm.
It was not state socialism. It was independent co-op capitalism. And there was, in the early part of the...
I'm saying I have some familiarity with that, in part,
yeah,
from my grandfather, who was a socialist,
mm-hmm,
in the 30s, you know, and probably why my father was the Republican.
Yeah.
But my grandfather was, you know, a gung-ho, you know, take capitalism out of the system entirely. And my point is that there are a number of things that you can't do without aggregated capital. You just can't do them. You can't start them. And you certainly can't compete in an international arena. And we have to. You know, there's just no way we can't without the power of aggregated capital at a certain level. What we need to do is restrict that power in the political sphere in particular.
Well, the political sphere is good, but it's not enough. Because what you also, you know...
Well, and in the economic sphere, with things like the Sherman Antitrust Act.
In the nitty-gritty economic enterprise, you need a lot of independent co-ops, but for those corporations that are still privately owned, you need a very large proportion of co-determination. And this is...
That's called unions. That's called strong unions.
Unions are a good thing, but in Europe, if you're going to incorporate a company with the European Union, you have got to have a certain proportion of people on the board of directors who are elected by the workers.
Right, who are coming out of the unions.
Well, they are
the elections
of the unions, but everybody in the factory elects them. So it's a separate thing from the unions. You have strong unions, but even if you don't have a union, you still have to have workers elected to the board of directors.
Yeah, I think it's
a
great idea. But what you're talking about again is regulated capitalism.
Well, it's the thing is that what I hear you talking about is regulated capitalism in terms of the macroeconomic system. But what I'm saying,
I'm calling for regulated capitalism on the level of the way it's done in Sweden.
In Sweden, you know, there's a very interesting law in Sweden to talk about, you know, workers' power. In order to make a change in a factory or in an office, it has to be suitable to the workers' health.
Okay.
and this includes mental health. And if the workers make a contest and say that this change in the factory is not suitable to workers' health, physical or mental health,
mm-hmm. it doesn't
it
happen.
Is inherent, the factory owners have to prove, it is the burden of proof on them.
Again, but what we're talking about is regulated capitalism. Lawrence, we're out of time. I mean, it's time for the news here, but thanks for the conversation. It's very thoughtful, and I appreciate it.
Tom Hartman. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Talk radio for the rest of us.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
Introduce your business to a new customer with buying power. Advertising in Echo Magazine will help you reach a multi-billion dollar market within the gay and lesbian community. Join other advertisers such as Bridgestone Tires, Jobbing.com Arena, Subaru, Merck Pharmaceuticals, and the City of Glendale in reaching a large, loyal, and lucrative target audience. Echo Magazine is distributed free at more than 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, California, and Nevada. Our Lambda Directory of Advertisers is an essential community reference guide. We take pride in creating a publication that readers will save and refer to again and again, ensuring tremendous visibility for your advertisement. For more information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com. Give your advertising resounding results with Echo Magazine.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kefley. A deal has been struck after negotiations between congressional leadership and Treasury Secretary Paulson. There is an agreement on an economic stimulus plan. Joining us now is the AP's Mark Smith. And Mark, what are the highlights of this package?
Well, Diane, the highlights certainly are the checks that Uncle Sam will be sending out, ranging from $300 for low-income workers who don't pay taxes to $1,200 for families with children, families that do pay taxes. Businesses will also get tax breaks if they invest in plant and equipment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the plan's not perfect, but it is vital.
This bipartisan package should be acted upon rapidly and can help alleviate the economic pain felt by millions of Americans.
And she and Republican lawmakers are praising the spirit of compromise that produced this pact so quickly, Diane.
Well, Mark, there's not been a lot of movement today on Wall Street, but what movement there is positive. At this hour, the Dow is up by 55 points. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is talking about the economy today in South Carolina, where she's calling for a moratorium on foreclosures.
If the bank is about to foreclose on your home, you should have some breathing room to restructure your mortgage.
And Barack Obama is focusing on education and getting parents more involved.
C's not okay. If that child's getting a C, you better tell them you better start getting a B. And once they got a B, then you tell them you better start getting an A.
The Republican candidates are campaigning in Florida. An indictment today for the Marine wanted in connection with the murder of a pregnant colleague in North Carolina.
The indictments are for first-degree murder, financial card theft, attempted financial card fraud, and robbery with a dangerous weapon.
Cesar Loren is believed to be in Mexico. Workers who use medical marijuana that was legally prescribed can be fired. That ruling today from the California Supreme Court. This is AP Radio News. A public interest group wants more warning labels for Botox. The Public Citizen Health Research Group claims severe reactions, including deaths, have been linked to the product. Egypt moves to bring order to the lands along its border with Gaza.
Egyptian police are trying to control the traffic between Gaza and a border town on their side of the border. It's the first step toward closing the border. It was wide open yesterday. Tens of thousands of Palestinians broke through, their first taste of freedom after a two-year international boycott of the Gaza-Hamas regime and a tight week-long Israeli blockade. They brought back food, fuel, furniture, and livestock from Egypt and just enjoyed being out of Gaza for a while. Mark Levy, Tel Aviv.
Funeral arrangements have now been completed for actor Heath Ledger. His family is expected to arrive in New York today. A makeshift memorial outside of Ledger's apartment building has grown as people leave flowers, cards, and other mementos. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by your Jeep dealer. Zero Plus is back at your Jeep dealer. Well-qualified buyers can take advantage of zero APR financing plus up to $3,000 total cash allowance on Grand Cherokee and Commander. Hurry to your local Jeep dealer today.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Have enough hot air to last you an entire term in office? Temperatures are dropping, but North Valley Mechanical is heating up. Protect your heating and cooling equipment with annual maintenance today. Have fewer breakdowns, less repairs, and lower your utility bills. Call the professionals at North Valley Mechanical, 480-538-9184. Don't wait, 480-538-9184, or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. Proud dealers for American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning Comfort Systems.
You want security for the road ahead. The key to achieving your financial security is planning. Maybe you want to fund your children's college education, protect your family during your working years, or guarantee your own retirement security. These things simply won't happen on their own. You need someone to help make a plan to meet your financial objectives. But who do you turn to? Who will take the time to listen to your needs, your dreams? How about a progressive thinker and a progressive financial planning professional? Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, local agent with New York Life, and a proud supporter of 1480 KPHX. I serve the financial and insurance needs of both traditional and non-traditional families in the Valley. Call me today for your free financial needs analysis at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370.
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
Matthew's man love is really, and nobody ever talks about that. How he, like, you know, he gets like a Fred Thompson on the show, especially Fred. I don't know what it is about Fred Thompson that turns Chris on. But there's some, and when Bush was with the codpiece, remember the flight suit on the carry? We're all neocons now, man. Look at the set on that guy. Wow.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You're in the Democracy Zone with Tom Hartman. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So how do they do it? Welcome back, by the way, the third hour of our program. How do they do it? How do they get out there and find all this dirt on the other guy? Stephen Marks spent 12 years working with the Republican Party as a professional dirt digger, a political opposition specialist, is the fancy way of saying it, and is the author of a new book. He now calls himself an independent. He's renounced his Well, actually, I'll let Stephen speak for himself on that. His new book is titled Confessions of a Political Hitman, My Secret Life of Scandal, Corruption, Hypocrisy, and Dirty Attacks That Decide Who Gets Elected and Who Doesn't. Hey, Stephen, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
And I should add, your website is politicalhitman.com, and nice picture of you on there. You look a little bit like Alan Colmes, and that's not, I mean that as a compliment.
It's funny, a lot of people tell me that, and I don't know how to take it, but thank you.
Yeah, Alan's a very good guy.
He's very, very nice guy,
yeah,
I know.
He's a very good guy, in my mind. You talk in your book about how you helped destroy John Kerry in Ohio. In 2004.
I didn't use the word destroy, did I?
Perhaps not.
Okay.
My word, yeah, not
okay,
yours.
Okay.
But helped George W. Bush. Just as a for example, tell us about this kind of thing.
Yeah, besides doing what we call ourselves opposition researchers. That's the polite euphemism for guys that dig up dirt for campaigns on the opposition. We also dig up dirt on our own guys just to see where we'll get attacked. And like you said, I started out in 94 with the Republican Party, helping dig up a lot of dirt on those Democrats that all lost, causing the Republican takeover of Congress. And I went through a transformation where, unfortunately, what I saw was the guys that I helped elect, some of them, I realized much later than I'd like to that a lot of them I was working for the wrong person. Just one example, real quick. I was doing some work for a partner of Bob Abramoff, and it wasn't until 5 years later when he was indicted that I realized that I was working for the wrong side, and it made me wonder, gee, how many other times have I been doing things where I have no idea what kind of consequences are caused by my actions. And getting back to the 04 race, I ran a 527 independent group that had where I wrote and produced an ad against John Kerry, and it was pretty nasty in retrospect. I have mixed feelings towards it. Talked about him as a private attorney before he was even lieutenant governor. He defended a guy who was wrongly convicted of murder on death row who had escaped. No, I'm sorry, it wasn't death row in Massachusetts, but serving life, mm-hmm. and who had escaped on a weekend furlough, just like Willie Horton, and went down to Florida and was arrested for attempted murder of a police officer. And Kerry represented him and got him out on parole 3 years, I'm sorry, 5 years instead of 15. Mm-hmm. And in the commercial, I talked about, and this guy just went on, you know, if the guy went and lived a productive life, there'd be no criticism, but he immediately went on and then joined this mafia ring in Boston where he was involved in the Gardner Museum heist, the largest unsolved mystery in American history. It's an unsolved mystery. It's been twice already. And he was murdered in what looked like a mafia hit. And I brought up the fact that maybe it questions John Kerry's judgment about turning loose a guy who just goes on to commit more crimes.
Yeah. So it was sort of a Willie Horton attack against John Kerry.
It was.
Steve?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just, you know, we have a limited time. I'd like to get through a bunch of these things, if you don't mind. By the way, it was Jack Abramoff, right? That you were.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
With?
Yeah,
yeah,
Jack,
yeah.
Sorry.
You said Bob. I thought that your account of working with Pat Buchanan was particularly poignant. You were working on this campaign, and you realized that this guy's not, you know, he's not practicing what he's preaching. He's, in fact, doing the wrong thing.
Exactly. There were so many FEC violations and so many labor law violations. While Pat preached to be the spokesman for the poor person again, or the regular guy against the greedy, wealthy, whatever, his lowest paid staffers weren't even getting paid, who were getting $7 an hour, weren't even getting paid overtime as required by law, whereas his sister, who was running his campaign, was making millions of dollars. And
whoa.
That was kind of, I thought, hypocritical. I just want to finish up the last point about mm-hmm. the Kerry ad. I realized afterwards that I had hurt innocent people. The gentleman that had, you know, the client that had escaped, he'd been dead for 20 years, and his family members called me, and they were really angry because I'd opened up old wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that doing this thing does hurt innocent people, but then you have the question, do people have the right to know, you know, legitimate issues? Some innocent people getting hurt, where do you draw the line? It's a very... It's a very gray area, as you.
Well, yeah, and it's a tough one. I mean, the Willie Horton ads, for example, you mentioned
yeah.
them in your book,
yeah.
and I mean, you weren't directly responsible for those, but they here's the thing that always mystified me about this: the furlough program
mm-hmm.
was put into place by the Republican governor who preceded Dukakis.
Mm-hmm.
Dukakis ended the furlough program during the middle of his governorship. And so it was ended by the end of the campaign when he was running for president. He was the guy who shut the program down. How did they successfully tar him with Willie Horton when the when Willie Horton was really released as a consequence of a program put into place by Republicans and ended by Michael Dukakis?
Because he was still, unfortunately for Michael Dukakis, he still was released under his watch while he was governor.
And yeah, but I mean, why didn't he fight back? Didn't he fight back and say, hey, wait a minute, I shut that program down?
You know, he wasn't a great campaigner, as you remember. He never fought back, which was one of the things Bill Clinton in the next election, you remember he had that rapid response after every attack.
Wasn't
in his nature. He's a very low-key, nice man. And, yeah, the Willie Horton ad, it's unfortunate, but it did work. 18 points ahead going to 8 points behind over that one ad. And like you said, he didn't fight back, so people held him responsible.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm curious about your take. We're talking to Stephen Marks. He's the author of a new book, Confessions of a Political Hitman, My Secret Life of Scandal, Corruption, Hypocrisy, and Dirty Attacks That Decide Who Gets Elected and Who Doesn't. It's really a poignant read. It's a thought-provoking and insightful book. The website, politicalhitman.com. And, you know, from the Bushes and Catherine Harris through your work with Tom DeLay, which is, downright spooky. There's a lot of great stories in there, and I just, you know, I recommend people check out the book. I'm curious about your take on the current race, both on the Democratic and Republican side. We're seeing now the results of opposition research. We saw it in the last debate where Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both used, obviously, opposition research to the slumlord comment and the you're on the directors of Walmart comment.
Right.
I haven't seen much directed against John Edwards. I'm sure it'll come. On the Republican side, in your book, actually, you write the story of how Rudy Giuliani and Abe Fortas? Am I recalling? No, Ron Lauder.
Right. And Abe Fortas was the LBJ judge that was a crook.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. How Ron Lauder was, you know, beating up Giuliani and he fought back. I mean, what's your take on what's happening on both sides of this thing?
It was very interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, when people, good reason to read this book is when people see these guys killing each other, they'll understand why it's happening and how it happens, how the process of digging up dirt and negative campaigning, how it works, why it works. Here's what's happening on the Democratic side. Obama's been, he successfully was above the fray, much more likable than Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton realizes she can only win by dragging him down into the dirt, and she did it during that debate. She got him into a pissing match.
Well, at a certain level, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but my sense of it is that most Americans don't know anything about his history. He came from nowhere.
Right.
And so he was like, you know, the knight, you know, charging in on the horse, and here I am, you know,
Jimmy Carter.
You know, who is that masked man? Yeah, Jimmy Carter is another example of that. And that what Hillary Clinton did is she punctured that. She said, wait a minute, this guy's got a past.
Yes, but what she did successfully in getting into that shouting match, what it did was he brought him down to like that level where he now longer is above the fray. He's in a tough spot. If he doesn't respond and go into the shouting match with her, he lets her attack him and doesn't respond. That, where in most cases, that'll kill you. Although I will say this, one presidential candidate, the only one in my lifetime, that was attacked relentlessly more than any other candidate in my lifetime, and he just stood above the fray, kept saying a positive vision, and said, didn't respond to any negativity, stayed positive with Bill, of all people, ironically, Bill Clinton in 1990. Yeah. He was hit with everything but the kitchen sink. Obama's trying to do the same thing. And this was the first time where she really got him angry enough to like get into an argument. And it remains to be seen what will happen, but I just want to comment on the race so far. In Iowa, both Huckabee and Obama won completely going positive. The negative stuff did not work, particularly Romney's attacks against Huckabee. And then we went to New Hampshire, where Obama's supposed to have a 20-point lead, and then Bill Clinton, of all people, makes the attacks Obama with the, you know, fairyland thing about his going back and forth on the war. And you know what? It worked, because Hillary won. She overcame a 20-point deficit in 2 days. So that negative attack against Obama worked. Then we went to South Carolina, and all of the negative attacks against John McCain did not work. So you know what? Sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't. In the case of McCain, it's because they were ridiculous attacks about his wife and his Vietnam service.
Yeah, and sometimes they backfire.
Exactly, they did.
You can read all about it in the new book, Confessions of a Political Hitman, My Secret Life of Scandal, Corruption, Hypocrisy, and Dirty Attacks That Decide Who Gets Elected and Who Doesn't, by Stephen Marks. His website, politicalhitman.com. Stephen, thanks for dropping by.
All right, really enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
Good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy, weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. And as you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire some of mine through ITM Trading. You should call ITM 2-1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The U.S. has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations want euros rather than dollars today, and that's big money, smart money talking. So I hope you're listening when I tell you you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. Call and talk to their experts. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Did you know that the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Companies truly are the movers who care when it comes to the environment? That's right. We are the only moving company in the Valley that uses biodiesel to power our trucks. Hi, I'm Jody.
And I'm Beth, and we're the owners of the West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
The West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Company is known for having a professional, insured, and bonded staff, as well as a flat hourly rate.
However, we are extremely happy to announce that we have just finished converting our fleet of moving trucks over to biodiesel fuel. So what are you waiting for? Get a move on! For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180, that's 602-242-2180, or log on to wearemovers.com, that's wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
So call 602-242-2180, that's 602-242-2180, and get moving today.
At 3 p.m. on Saturday, our guests on About Face will be documentary film students who are looking for ideas. They would like to do work with veterans or the peace movement and not only film short documentaries for their class, but then make a full-length film for the festivals. If you have an idea that has interest and action, call in and join our discussion at 3 p.m. Saturday on About Face, 1480 KPHX.
Evanston Electric wants to rewire the way Arizona thinks about electrical services. For over 18 years, Evanston Electric has provided the most reliable, same-day, valley-wide electrical services, which are all backed by 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They're licensed, bonded, and insured for a worry-free repair. Maybe you're remodeling and simply need to install new light fixtures or electrical outlets, or maybe you have an emergency electrical situation that could spell real disaster. Well, the elite group of trained electricians at Evanston are ready to help on a moment's notice. In fact, they have the know-how needed to rewire an entirely outdated electrical system, such as knob and tube wiring, found in many older and historic homes. Evanston Electric specializes in historic valley homes and has been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX. So rewire the way you think about valley electricians. To set up an appointment, call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, Rewiring Arizona. Log on now to www.rewiringarizona.com.
Hi, this is Al with Associated Appliance Sales. My wife Leona and I have been in the business for over 20 years and pride ourselves on excellent products, personal service, and the most competitive pricing in the valley. So if you need new kitchen appliances, give us a call at 602-242-7561. At Associated Appliance, we've advertised on Progressive Talk for over 3 years, and we're proud to partner with the station that supports our principals, our community, and small businesses. We enjoy new customers weekly, and I highly recommend checking out the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480kphx.
I'm on a red dirt road winding up to a sky of blue. And I left the blacktop back about a mile or two. Telephone far behind.
looking mighty fine. Oh, when freedom's finally mine.
Oh, freedom, what a fine thing. 21 minutes past the hour. Ron in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the program, Ron. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, Tom. When I heard your guest, I couldn't help but think that I shared an awful lot with him. I spent about 15 years working as a director and commercial editor on pretty much solely political commercials, and a lot of fairly big campaigns, senatorial campaigns, congressional things, and I worked for mainly one firm, one political consulting firm, and they were Republicans, and increasingly hardcore. In fact, the first campaign I worked on was for Rick Santorum in 94, and it only got stranger after that. And I sense that Mr. Marx, probably like I do, and I'm now out of that particular world, but I sense that he probably feels a certain amount of guilt. And
book is laced with it. Do you want to make any particular confessions, Ron?
Well, I'll tell you what. I worked on stuff that really disturbed me, and I'll tell you what. As a production guy, I was sort of at arm's length from it, from the perspective that, well, if I'm not going to shoot this thing, then probably someone else is. And it was one thing is the politicians, from our perspective, is, myself and the other guys and women that I worked with doing production, they always have money. There's, when the economy is down and the banks aren't doing a lot of advertising or somebody else isn't, the politicians always have money. But I did work on stuff, and lots of times they would come to me, particularly on negative things, and say, here, I've got this bad photo of the guy from 10 years ago, and I got a headline from a newspaper, and make something out of it. Yeah. So,
Ron, I got to say, I worked in advertising on two different occasions, two different ad agencies back in the 70s and then again throughout the 90s. And I left advertising in 1978 because the last job I did was a 24-page brochure for one of the largest cereal companies in the world that went out to something like 20 or 30 million school children titled Sugar, the Essential Nutrient. And I still feel guilty about that. I mean, I literally left the industry over that. So I get it, and I'm right there with you. Ron, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate your sharing your story, it reminds me of an old Louis Grizzard story. He talks about there was this county preacher who was running around and doing the old tent revival thing, and he's out there going, tell it all, brother, confession cleanses the soul. Some guy jumps up and goes, preacher, I've been drinking all the way, all of it, and drinking, and you guys just tell it all, brother. Another guy jumps up and says, preacher, I've been gambling, I gambled away all my money. And the preacher says, tell it all, brother. Some other guy jumps up and says, preacher, I've been fooling around with other women. And the preacher says, tell it all, brother, tell it all. And some guy jumps up and he says, preacher, I had sex with a goat. Preacher says, damn, I don't believe I would have told that. I guess there are limits. Anyhow, 1-866-303-2270. Stan in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Hey, Stan.
Yeah, hey, Tom. I wanted to go back to something from the last hour, but your last story kind of reminded me of my perfect fusion ticket, which would be Obama with Huckabee as vice president.
Why?
They're both like Elmer Gantry characters.
Well, that's kind of a cheap shot, Stan. But in any case, you about the last hour, you had a question.
You were talking about you can't build an auto plant without capital. And you look at government and how they accomplish things. They accomplish it not as capitalism, but as liabilityism. They sell bonds, and the bonds are... money from the bonds are then used to build a bridge or build a road or something like that. And I was wondering, just from your perspective, if you could elaborate on the concept of capital.
Sure. We started, for example, the ad agency that we sold in 1996 in Atlanta, we started in 1987 when we moved back from Germany. And one of our employees, who was one of our key employees, we said, will you work for us for a whole lot less than you're making right now in exchange for a piece of the stock of this company? And then Louise and I took, I forget how much money it was, but, whatever it was some money from our savings and money on a line of credit that we were able to get. And with that money, that was the capital
we were able to, you know, rent an office and hire people, and we ended up, you know, with an ad agency with about 20 employees that was billing around $4 or $5 million a year, and actually billing a lot more than that, but, you know, running, you know, with a cash flow like that. And you know, we built it up and sold it off and got out of the business and then retired and went off and wrote books and then got back into the radio business, started this radio show originally just for fun, you know. But that is capitalism. I mean, you know, it's small enterprise capitalism. I've always, you know, every business I've started has been relatively small, and we've sold it off and then, you know, retired for 4 or 5 years and then gotten back into it again. And it's always been with some capital, with typically our own money or with borrowed money. Is that a reasonable explanation?
No, I understand that, but money is an abstraction. And
well, my you know, Jeff, the guy who worked for us, his labor was part of the capital as well, and for that, when the company was sold, he got a share of what we got when his stock was sold as well.
Yeah, I know it makes sense on an individual case-by-case basis, but yeah. As an institutional system, yeah. Why does it have to be capitalism? Why can't it be...
We'll get back to that, Steve.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
This hour is brought to you by Bridgestone, presenting sponsor of the upcoming Super Bowl halftime show. There have been many legendary moments in the history of the Super Bowl halftime show, but a favorite of many was Paul McCartney's performance in 2005. It was reported that Sir Paul was paid $3,483,972 for the performance. $72? For that fee, do you suppose he had to buy his own ticket to the game? I'm guessing not. His song list included Drive My Car, Get Back, Live and Let Die, and a finale of Hey Jude, where everyone in the crowd sang along on the na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na chorus. Sir Paul's performance was a huge hit and exactly what the Super Bowl halftime show needed after surviving the wardrobe malfunction from the year before. And that's today's legendary moment in Super Bowl halftime history, brought to you by Bridgestone, presenting sponsor of this year's Super Bowl halftime show, featuring Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Well, I've got some bad news for you. This February's Air America cruise is completely sold out. Don't blame me. I told you to hurry up and make your reservations, didn't I? But listen, there's still hope for you. We're doing another cruise this coming fall, so do yourself a favor and plan on taking a cruise with me and all the rest of your favorite Air America hosts very soon. And for those of us who were lucky enough to get a spot on this February's cruise, congrats! I'll see you then.
The Air America Cruise, brought to you in part by ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they could save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Economic stimulus. I'm Ed Donahue. Congressional leaders have reached agreement on a tentative economic stimulus plan.
This is a middle class initiative to strengthen the middle class and to those who aspire to be in the middle class.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this plan would give most tax filers refunds of $600 to $1,200. More will go to people with children. The Dow is now up 75 points. On the campaign trail, the Democratic primary in South Carolina is Saturday. Barack Obama is there talking about education.
When I'm president, I'm going to give more money for the schools, but I'm also going to go visit these schools and find out whether the students are working and hitting the books or not.
Hillary Clinton is focusing on credit problems. She wants a 90-day moratorium on mortgage foreclosures.
If the bank is about to foreclose on your home, you should have some breathing room to restructure your mortgage.
A Pennsylvania couple is fed up with noise from jets flying over their house. They painted a 7-foot-long obscene message we cannot repeat here on their roof, directed at the Federal Aviation Administration. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Sarge, and I wanted to tell you about the wonderful experience I recently had with Denver Specialists. For years, I would avoid smiling due to missing teeth and other dental problems. But now, thanks to Denver Specialists, I have the nicest smile and the healthiest mouth I've had in 20 years. All thanks to the folks at Denver Specialists. I had 16 teeth extracted in new dentures in just over an hour, and the only pain was the pain taken by the fabulous staff at Denver Specialists. I strongly recommend using Denver Specialists for all your dental needs, and see for yourself what the caring and professional staff at Denver Specialists can do for your smile. Please call them today with any questions or make an appointment at 602-651-1436. They're conveniently located at 621 East Butler Drive, Suite B. So if you want a smile of your dreams, call 602-651-1436. That's 602-651-1436. Tell them Sarge sent you. Denver Specialists, the smile maker. 602-651-1436.
My Dish now offers you their absolute best deal ever. Schedule your installation right now and get free installation, a free high-definition DVR upgrade that works on two TVs, a free year subscription to TV Guide, and an Apple iPod thank you gift just for switching to Dish Network. Grab your credit card and schedule now. There's no equipment to buy, and Dish Network packages start at under $20 a month. Call now, 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so call now, 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
1480 KPHX and Ecotality Inc., Arizona's renewable energy leader, are proud to present Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter live and in person on Saturday, February 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at 1480kphx.com. Mike Malloy.
This is driving a lot of people right up near the edge.
And former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter.
Policy at the end of the day is not about nonproliferation. It's not about disarmament. It's about regime change. And all the Bush administration wants to do is to support their ultimate objective of military intervention.
Hear from and meet two of the most potent voices on the planet on Saturday, February 23rd at Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe from 6 to 8 p.m. Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One night, one stage, one can't-miss event. Get your tickets now at www.1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480kphx.
Well, you can't turn him into a company man. You can't turn him into a whore. And the boys upstairs just don't understand anymore. Well, the top brass don't like him talking so much, and he won't play what they say to play. And he don't want to change what don't need to change. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say.
Well, hopefully I'm not the last one who will say what he wants to say. But here we are. And, yeah, I did start out as a DJ back at WITL, AM and FM, Lansing, Michigan, in 1968, as I recall. Anyhow, welcome back to our program. Strange stuff in the news. Recent laboratory tests performed for the New York Times found so much mercury in tuna sushi that a regular diet of even two or three pieces a week at some restaurants could be a health hazard for the average adult, based on guidelines set out by the EPA. Eight of the 44 pieces of sushi the Times purchased from local restaurants and stores in October had mercury levels so high that the FDA could take legal action to remove the fish from the market. Isn't that appealing? Oh, my. Christy Harvey is with us. She is the Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org. She also does MikeCheckRadio.com. Christy?
.org. Also .org.
.org. Yeah, there you go. And the show prep service. And welcome. Welcome. Always great to have you with us.
How are you? I just had sushi for lunch, so thank you for that.
yeah.
Now I'm nervous, upset, scared, and confused.
Well, those are the symptoms of mercury poisoning. It's a neurotoxin. I'm serious. Mercury is a neurotoxin. And
that's
the symptoms
true.
Of mercury poisoning include confusion and anxiety and tremors and a number of other things.
At least now I know where it's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guesses that Napoleon, for example, ultimately suffered from mercury poisoning.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
in
that.
In fact, I think they dug up his body and found that he had, but it's been a lot of years since. It might have been arsenic. Sometimes I can. In any case,
next time we play Trivial Pursuit, you're on my team. How's that?
we could do well. Before we get into some of the things, you know, some of the what's flying under the radar stuff, and I know that you've got a great list, including some of these little bomblets that the Bush administration is ready to hand off to the next president. I'm just curious about your take on and your knowledge of what the current status is of the telecom immunity and immunity for criminals in the Bush administration law that and that Harry Reid seems to be taking the side of, and that Russ Feingold and Chris Dodd are threatening to filibuster.
It's really crazy, and we're going to just see this keep heating up. I honestly couldn't tell you what the status is right now because it has been changing every 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's my... In fact, I thought that there was a vote scheduled for a half hour ago, and apparently it didn't happen.
It did not happen. That's correct. And, you know, Dick Cheney really set it off yesterday because he came out hardcore for it in a speech to the Heritage Foundation. And then we had Chris Dodd saying, you know, we're not going to provide this retroactive immunity for these companies that went along with the Bush White House and breaking the law. Harry Reid, for some reason, is on the other side. And I really, it's anybody's guess how this one's going to shake out.
Yeah, and this is one where we the people should really be making our voices heard. If people go to callcongress.org, we have a list of toll-free numbers that you can use to call the congressional switchboard. If you're not sure who your two senators are, just tell them what state you're from. They'll tell you, and they will connect you with their offices. And you just say, you know, my preference would be that you say, or what I would say, let me put it that way, because I try not to tell my listeners what to do, but let them think for themselves. But what I would do, what I will do, is call them and say, you know, and have done, frankly, in the past couple of weeks, is please do not vote for immunity for corporations that broke the law, and particularly when they knew that they were breaking the law, and for the politicians associated with them. That's the part that's not included in
right.
most of the news stories, is that this immunity for the telephone companies would also be immunity for Gonzalez, for Bush, for Cheney, for you know, right on down the line.
Well, and that's why I think they're pushing for it so hard. You know,
sure.
they're big pro-industry guys, pro-big company guys, but also they're big... You know, watch their own booties, guys. And they just want to make sure that they stay completely safe and above water with this. So that's the real reason.
Yeah, this is CYA on steroids.
Exactly.
So we have a defense contractor who is paid twice for the same work. On the one hand, you know, gee, what a surprise. And on the other hand, this is pretty surprising.
It is. And this is a company called ITT Federal Services, and they're out of Colorado. And they were given a contract to go to Iraq and perform work on equipment, military equipment, to either get it cleaned to ship back home for repairs or to repair out in the field. And so it turns out that they would accept the equipment, bill the military for work they'd done on it, send it back, but the work would not have been done. It would still either be filthy or be missing a crucial part or just still broken. The military would then send it back. They'd actually do the work the second time around, and the military would pay them again. So all in all, we lost about $4.2 million in overcharges to this company who just kept billing either because they were incompetent or knew how to work the system.
Amazing.
It really is, especially, you know, when there's so much talk nowadays about the things we can't afford. You know, we can't afford better schools. We can't afford better health care. And then you just look at these corporate mercenaries over in Iraq who say, oh, you know, we messed up on this, but why don't you just give us double money and then we'll fix your equipment?
Right. Yeah. We can't afford our roads. We've got to sell them off. We've got to sell off our water supplies. It's nuts. In the meantime, the Bush administration, in a variety of ways, is preparing to hand off to the next president, in part through these agreements that they are trying to negotiate with the Iraqi government. And I thought the Senate had the, according to the Constitution, the responsibility for foreign treaties, about, you know, the permanence, permanent U.S. presence there of some sort. But perhaps even more significantly, playing games with the budget.
They are. And there was a great, I highly recommend reading the actual report, but it was in the Politico today. And it reported that the new White House budget that's coming out in a couple of weeks will not request, this is insane, will not request a full year's funding for the war in Iraq. It's only asking for enough money to get to the next president, and then, boom, it's over. Which is really telling, especially since President Bush was out a few days ago talking about how, you know, we're going to be in Iraq for at least 10 years, could be longer. So, yeah, they're...
Here's the thing, you know, just for our listeners who may be confused by what you just said, because it sounds like, you know, the next president's going to come in at the beginning of a new year. The federal budget runs from October to... Does it begin in October 1st or end on October 31st? I forget which.
It begins October 1st.
Okay, so it runs from October 1st until the end of September.
Right.
And so when you do an annual appropriation, you're doing an appropriation from October until September. And what they're saying is they only want to appropriate enough money from October until January.
Right.
You know, which is about more or less a third of the year rather than the entire year. And the only conceivable reason that I can come up with for why they would do that would be political.
That's all it is. And it's so that when it's been part of what we've seen this White House strategy be for the last, few years, which is to make this war, I believe, stretch into the next administration so that Bush, down the line in his version of history, can share blame and culpability for, you know, the mess in Iraq with the next president.
Well, and I think this is a dirty trick. I mean, you know,
it's a horrible trick.
Karl Rove, when the Bush administration came in, perpetrated the story, put out the story to the media that all the W's had been removed from the keyboards.
Right.
And it wasn't true. It had never happened. And yet I think most Americans to this day believe that it happened. It never happened. Nowhere. Not even one computer. There's not been one documented case of it. And this is essentially the exact same thing. It's making the Democrats look bad, making the Republicans look like victims, whatever. I mean, it's just this is just political gotcha.
Well, and also, think about all of the different times over the last year when the Democrats in Congress tried to stand up to the White House and say, we want, you know, you guys to have to come back to us and show us progress in Iraq, or we want the troops to come home. And every single time, the White House raised a huge, I mean, fur went flying, and oh my God, they want to cut money for the troops. Can you believe how much Democrats are dying to cut the money for the troops? And right here, the Bush administration is cutting the money for the troops.
Right.
And yet doing it in such a way that they can point and say, look over there, there's something shiny, while they do a dirty trick in the back room.
Yeah. Meanwhile, next Monday, the president is going to give his State of the Union address.
Yes. And it should be interesting. They've already outlined, they floated a little bubble today to outline the themes, which include his stimulus package, which he just announced a couple of minutes ago. Which will include how well everything is going over in Iraq, and which will include the desperate need to give the White House permanent power to wiretap Americans without going to the FISA court. Those are going to be three of the big themes for this State of the Union, which could be why right now the new Harris poll found that Americans are really unhappy with the state of this union.
Yeah. Well, here's something interesting. I mean, this economic stimulus package is basically $600 for everybody. Right.
Right.
$600 for everybody. That plus a bunch of other things adds up to $100 billion. $100 billion is about what we're spending in Iraq, isn't it?
It is.
Every year, more or less?
Every year, yeah.
And so why hasn't anybody in the media just done the math and said, gee, Iraq is costing us at least $600 per person per year?
I think that is actually very, very interesting. It's the Iraq recession.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
And so we're gonna borrow another equivalent amount and give it to you and make you feel good for...
Oh, man.
I think they're just trying to stave off the stock market crash until the day after a Democrat comes in as president, and then just let the bottom drop out.
I think you're very smart, Tom Hartman.
Well, we'll see. Thank you, Christy Hartman.
Thanks.
Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org. Great to have you with us. 45 minutes past the hour.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program, the No Boring Zone. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
I can't keep up with my bills. My credit card interest rates are too high. I just can't seem to get ahead. Gas, groceries, it seems like all I do is spend.
Hi, I'm Jordan Goodman, author of Everyone's Money Book on Credit. I hear questions like this about debt all the time. Are you in debt? Well, you're not alone. There's a huge debt problem in America. It's tough to keep up. Debt Relief Solutions has the answer. Whether it's credit cards or unexpected bills, it all adds up, and it's your money. It's time to get out of debt now. Get help with Debt Relief Solutions and get cash back. Call Debt Relief Solutions. The professionals they place you with may help you to reduce or even eliminate interest rates on credit cards, potentially save you thousands of dollars. Become debt-free much quicker. Consolidate bills into one simple monthly payment. You'll even get cash back for paying your bills on time. I repeat, you'll get cash back for paying your bills on time. Get out of debt today. Just call Debt Relief Solutions now at 1-800-206-0430. 1-800-206-0430. Again, that's 1-800-206-0430.
Services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
You, the listeners of 1480 KPHX and the Tom Hartman Show, are some of the most intelligent, informed citizens in the nation. You have progressive values and care what's happening to our precious Earth. You know the commitment I have to reducing the causes that contribute to global warming. The folks at Monolithic Finishes understand that your environmental consciousness seeks alternatives to old technologies. In the past, the products used to seal floors, patios, and decks used ingredients that were not earth-friendly. Those sealants also disintegrated and left surfaces exposed to damage. Monolithic Finishes is in the vanguard of new technology and retains the fundamental value of making smaller footprints on the earth using natural finishes, which are environmentally gentle without sacrificing quality. Monolithic Finishes technology allows one to see levels of depth, texture, and color that you can't see with other floor sealing products. The unique process produces a multi-spectrum glow on every type of material. Choose extraordinary integrity and ease of maintenance. Choose Monolithic Finishes. Call 505-907-8891. That's 505-907-8891.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease, and no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-260-1229. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Live free quote and your informational promise package at 800-260-1229. 800-260-1229.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's dying if they said this on the news, if they would clarify the picture instead of seeking to confuse. You could see the ice caps melting, if you could watch the oceans rise, you could see the consequences right before your eyes. If you knew the kids were dying, if you could look inside the river where their food comes from, filled with cyanide. If you could hear the parents pleading, if they were looking right at you, if you could see the anguish in their hearts, what if you knew?
Yeah, wouldn't you do something? I would. We are. 9 minutes before the hour, the Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. Welcome back, 866-303-2270, our telephone number, Obsidian in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Obsidian, what's on your mind today?
Oh, my gosh, Tom, if you only knew. I've got two major concerns about that rebate or whatever it is that's supposed to be going out in either March or April, depending.
Yep. If you're on a speakerphone, by the way, if you could pick it up, I'd appreciate it. It'd sound a whole lot better.
I'm sorry?
Are you on
a speakerphone?
Oh, okay. All righty. Continue.
Yeah, I apologize. But anyway, the two concerns I have is this. One, when people access or utilize that rebate check or credit card or whatever it is, is that not going to come count against them on either their 08 or 09 tax return? And secondly, I come across something online where the general agreement is that people would have had to have made at least $3,000 in 2007 in order to qualify for this. Now, my thought is this: why should there even be a financial guideline on what they need to at least make in order to qualify for that if you're trying to stimulate the economy?
Because there's this general consensus among, in particular, the Republican Party and some within the Democratic Party, that people who don't, you know, that if you're really, really poor, that it's your own damn fault and there's something wrong with you.
No, that's not right.
And we're not going to help you out at all, Charlie, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that's still, to be honest, that is a rather nasty carrot to hang.
Yeah. Now, it's possible, Obsidian, actually, it's possible that in order to be in the system of the IRS, you have to have paid something, you know, you have to have filed something, some sort of tax return or, you know, W-2s or whatever, just to be in the system so they'll know who to send the check to. That's conceivable. So maybe I'm being, you know, a little harsh. But
still, the question is that not going to, even for somebody that even makes over $3,000?
Yeah.
In 1 year's time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be taxable income or not. In fact, the Washington Post is now reporting it's going to be between $300 and $1,200 per family. It's going to vary. This thing is still apparently relatively fluid. Perhaps Ellen Ratner will have an update for us. She's on the line. Ellen Ratner, thank you, Obsidian, for your call. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service in Washington, D.C., talkradionews.com. Hey, Ellen.
Well, apparently it's on a sliding scale, and anybody who earns $3,000 or more gets some of it, but it's not available to people who earn $75,000 as an individual or $150,000 per couple. Apparently they sort of baseline at $300, and then for every child you have, you get another $300. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of how they do it.
I see. And this is for people who make more than $3,000 and less than $75,000.
That's right.
So that's that's a reasonable broad definition, I suppose, of the working class and the middle class of America.
They also the Democrats won because they got some rebates to people who actually didn't pay taxes, and they did not win.
Who didn't pay income taxes, who did pay payroll taxes.
Who did not pay income taxes, that's right.
But did pay payroll taxes and gasoline taxes and property taxes.
Exactly. Paid other kinds of taxes, yeah. Exactly. And there was no unemployment extended, so that's where they lost out. And they also lost out on food stamp extensions. And they agreed that there would be no tax hikes. So that's sort of the broad base outlines. Now there's also $70 billion in tax breaks to businesses. You can extend your net operating loss. You know, it's been 4 years to 5 years. And then there are, of course, some bonuses for business investments, buying computers, that kind of thing. Exactly. So that's sort of the broad brush outlines of the bill. We're actually waiting at the White House to get the full outline from the Treasury Secretary, who will do that.
What's going on right now with the FISA? Let's let the crooks off the hook bill.
Yeah, that just got killed 60-34. A lot of Democrats crossed over to the Republicans, and this was the part that was killed is there were some Democrats, particularly Chris Dodd, who did not want to give them retroactive immunity, and this essentially kills the bill that stops the retroactive immunity. So
we're speaking a double negative here. So they killed the bill that stopped the immunity. In other words, the immunity is now going to be part of the bill.
It looks like it will, because they got those 60 votes, unless Dodd does a filibuster or something.
Well, he said he will, hasn't he?
He said he will. We'll see. And we'll see how long he has the energy to stay on this.
Well, and you know, it takes only 40 votes to break a filibuster, so they can stop him after 5 minutes, can't they?
They could. There are other ways that, I'm not that familiar with Senate rules, but I think the telecoms are going to get immunity, and frankly, it makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah. And the bigger issue, frankly, is that it's not just the telecoms that are going to get the immunity. It's going to be the people associated with them in government, Cheney, Gonzalez, Bush. I mean, you know, that the immunity is going to connect right back to them.
I just don't know why the Democrats are being ridiculous on this.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. What else?
A couple other interesting things today. Let's see. We can talk about Barbara Boxer and the EPA administrator.
We just have about a half a minute here.
Okay. So he defended his position in terms of not granting a waiver to California, and despite the fact that his staff had recommended that he do.
No, interesting. Ellen Ratter with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. You can read all about it over there. Ellen, thanks so much for dropping
Thank
by.
Thank you.
There. Good talking with you. Coming up tomorrow, Senator Bernie Sanders taking your calls as he has for 5 years now on this program every Friday at noon. Brunch with Bernie plus Anything Goes Friday. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Get out there. Get active. Tag. You're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one.
Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Are you fed up with cleaning your floors, tired of messy mops and buckets, sick of spending a fortune on replacement chemical cleaning pads? Now there's a solution. It's the Shark Steam Mop, the fastest, easiest, and best way to deep clean the floors in your home. The Shark Steam Mop obliterates tough grime on tile floors, eradicates stubborn dirt on linoleum and vinyl, even melts away sticky, dried-up messes. I use it, and I love it. There's no mess that the Shark Steam Mop can't handle, and it works on all types of floor surfaces all around your home, even hardwoods. The Shark Steam Mop uses ordinary tap water and a machine-washable microfiber cleaning pad to create a powerful steam that loosens, lifts, and cleans up dirt. And in only 4 easy payments of $19.95, it costs less than chemical cleaners. Get yours by calling 1-800-733-1106 or online to sharkhomecare.com. Go ahead and try the Shark Steam Mop risk-free for 60 days. If you don't love it, they'll even send you your money back. Call 1-800-733-1106 or visit sharkhomecare.com.
Over the last 5 years, the mortgage industry has been one to keep a close eye on. So what does 2008 have in store? Well, first of all, a record number of adjustable rate mortgages are expected to reset or increase this year and will only continue to increase. So if you're in an ARM, now is the time to review your loan's reset date. Once your loan resets, it could be too late, and it could mean the difference between being able to afford your mortgage payment or not being able to. However, keep in mind that at least for the time being, you can still get a great rate on a loan. Rates are still at a 2-year low. So now is not the time to gamble with that interest-only or adjustable-rate mortgage. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to